starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitation for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. Cool. Echo, though.
Echo.
Echo.
Echo. Echo.
Oh, not bad. I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Earth feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought that I thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike Show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
Oh, no, no, no. No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant guy.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
I love Charlie's Balls.
Hey, it's a lady.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you? We're talking about cyber sports, all kinds of websites, all kinds of sites. We're walking around here at Camden Yards today, and look what, you may have seen this on the air. This is a bunny walking around with a cell phone. I'm not quite sure. I know what this is. This bunny is on the radio now. You're with the Don and Mike Show, right?
Yes, I am, Mark.
And you have to plug the Don and Mike Show, which is on what radio station?
It's on 1300 AM in Baltimore, the Don and Mike Show. Happy Easter, everybody, from Don and Mike.
And it's also in Washington, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a nationally syndicated show all over the country.
This is not something you should do something bunny-like for me while I talk about my story here. We're getting coast-to-coast coverage right now on the Don and Mike Show. So how's that? I mean, that's pretty exciting. We own this exclusively, so this is a proud moment for all of us. We took the best that the baseball world has to offer with those of the world of computer aficionados. And we found, found some websites that even the most casual baseball fan will find is a hit.
Mark,
I could do that. The Orioles told me that he gets something like hundreds of thousands of hits during the offseason. So check it out. Let me give you the keywords to look up. There's the Orioles, you type in there, you get that. Major League Baseball,
Mark,
baseball perspectives.
Stuff, but Don really wants to say hello to Mary Beth in Washington. He wants to say hello, Mary Beth.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay, Mary Beth's off today, but thank you.
1300 AM National Radio Show.
All right, we got the bunny in, and you can look up the bunny on the webpage as well, I guess, Stan and Sandra.
Well, he's like the ever-ready bunny.
He just keeps going. He's already been thrown out of the stadium,
yeah.
So we thought we'd took him and give him a little home here. Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay. All right.
Let's throw him off the newscast now so we can move on, okay?
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, bunny.
What are you, fucking retarded?
Hey, look what I found. Grandpa's old radio. Oh, wouldn't it be grand to gather round and have a listen?
Well, turn something on. I'm starting to think.
Hey, Jim Nance.
What's up, boys?
What's up, man?
How are you?
All right, we're at the big dance with Jim Nance.
It's about time I don't like the Jews, which is fun. I get my head cut on the cow down. I ain't never been in the barber shop and heard a bunch of brothers talking about Jews. Blast me with old hey Jews. Blast me with hey white people. We don't got time to dice white people up in a little group.
victory against the Eagles tonight could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Fantastical.
I've had it a bit here with the likes of you people.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My head grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
Say it.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Get them out of here, please.
Here they come.
I hate them. I really do hate them. One day, April Fool's Day, like, look, they're not wearing their usual uniform.
I hate them.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
We're wearing white face. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. GDIJ and all the ships at sea. Hey, shut up, fat ass. GDIJ, that's goddamn it, Joe. Shut up, fat ass. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
Or another one that we like around here a lot is WWJD.
What would Joe do?
What would Joe do?
Also just ABM. A beautiful mind.
Don and Mike show new episode on this Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
April 2, 2003. And here's the phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. And D.C. 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. Hi. And we always like to say welcome.
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 Someone called for a doctor?
Welcome.
There you go.
There it is.
Here we are.
Yep.
Here we are.
Another day, another adventure.
As I used to say back in the day when I played records, on the air, off the wall, feeling high and getting small.
I remember that.
I can't stop staring at your shirt.
It's beautiful.
Well, it's your shirt is as vibrant a garment as I have ever seen you wear.
It's a Spider-Man Hawaiian shirt.
Did you acquire that on your recent break?
Of course, at Universal Studios. I bought...
It's striking.
I bought all kinds of Spider-Man clothing to wear.
There's Spider-Man's hand, there's a spider, there's a spider web. There seems to be some Chinese lettering.
It's bright red.
Where's the Chinese lettering?
The Chinese lettering is right under your right armpit.
Well, see, I don't look there.
Is that Chinese lettering? What is
it? I don't know. Take a look. What is it?
Rob, take a look at that.
Or is it a spider web?
That is, it says copyright 2002 Marvel Comics.
Mike, it's not Chinese or Japanese. Hey, Robbie, grab that one.
No, wait a minute. That doesn't say that. I'm not seeing things here.
I'll go look in a mirror during a break.
Buzz, can you see?
I'm holding up my right arm.
I see right under his right arm, that point, right there.
Some red, like, blue striping?
Rob,
is that what you're talking
about? I was reading this.
No, Rob, I'm talking about the goddamn letters right down the...
What does it say?
The Chinese... Don't they look like Chinese characters?
Nice language.
Don't they look like Chinese characters?
Yes, dude, I think they're characters.
Characters.
Like writing. Now, why is that there?
Characters. I don't know, Mike. Maybe Japs made the shirt. They make everything.
Might have something to do with that. You made me choke earlier in the show.
As Reggie White said, they can make a TV and put it on your wrist.
Put it on a wristwatch.
Put it on a wristwatch.
It's incredible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys. Good afternoon.
Hello there.
How are you?
We're doing great.
This is Leanne. I just want to give you guys props for some seriously compelling radio yesterday.
Thank you.
Compelling and disturbing at the same time.
Appreciate it. Oh, and I want to give a quick shout-out to... Man, that guy that runs KHTK is an idiot.
What?
Mike Remy, the program director, sent the following email to our producer, Charles Broyhill.
Uh-huh.
Charles,
Here in Sacramento, we had to cut your show off an hour early yesterday due to a Sacramento Kings game in Indianapolis. You see, the pregame show starts 1 hour before tip-off. We pissed off hundreds of thousands of Don and Mike fans right in the middle of yesterday's show. We ran the Oakland A's opener after the Kings game last night, so we couldn't rebroadcast it. Could you please make sure the guys recap yesterday's show when they start today? Thanks, Mike Remy.
Wouldn't the recap be nothing much happened after that?
Anyway...
It just kept growing hair.
Anyway, listen, that's you know, sorry everybody in Sacramento, you should be calling the radio station, because if they got a one-hour pregame show, they certainly could have stayed with us until tip-off. I know I've done, I'm going to do again this year, the Redskins pregame show, and I certainly know that... It's just a wasted show.
Right.
It's just a show to get extra commercials in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I do one myself, and I know it. Just like the TV NFL shows.
Right.
They're just a big waste of time to get more commercials in before the actual game starts.
Exactly. That's it.
So if they wanted to...
Are you on the every other year plan with the pregame show? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, well, you know...
You go into the year, you get pissed off halfway through the season.
Well,
then you quit, and then you come back and do it again.
That was the problem with the prior management, which is why I quit doing it.
That's right. That's
I did it for 5 years, then I didn't do it.
Yeah, and you're right, Mike, yeah.
There was also the question of...
Attaboy.
Some C-A-S-H.
Attaboy.
That was owed to me, and that's been resolved.
Okay, let me make my pitch then this year for my twice yearly Haywood Hail Broom segment.
Your what?
Where I do my like wacky side of sports.
No.
You always say no.
No.
It would be riveting.
Anyway, hey, listen, thank you for calling.
Hey, what's the stress level like over there today?
You know, it's not as bad as yesterday, really, but nobody's talking.
Nobody's talking? No. Are we going to get to hear anybody talk?
I don't know. I guess that's why you've got a radio. Mm-hmm. Listen, and we'll find out together.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, listen, I got the only way you guys can solve this problem, man.
What problem?
The problem yesterday.
Okay.
This is the only way you guys can possibly solve this problem.
Yes.
You got to give Charlie a lie detector test.
Okay, thank you, my friend. Yeah, he'll come right in and take a lie detector.
He'll be into that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don.
Yeah, Don and
buddy.
Mike. Hi. Hi, my friend.
What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Hey, man, I'm here at Cheney, Washington. Yesterday, it sucked. They cut your show off right when you guys were going through your thing with Lisa. They just got to the crucial point about some Ottoman thing in the corner of her dining room or some stupid thing, and then all of a sudden we hear, now for some preseason baseball with a Gonzaga Bulldog.
Well, and what city was this in?
It's out of Spokane. I'm in Spokane. Right
well,
out
why,
of Spokane.
Why are they running Gonzaga basketball in Spokane, Washington?
Gonzaga Bulldog. It's baseball.
Was it minor league baseball? College baseball?
College. You've heard of the Gonzaga Bulldogs. They were in the NCAA.
Is it preseason college baseball?
But
exhibition college baseball?
Wow. But is Gonzaga in the state of Washington?
Yes, there is. Spokane. Okay. Yeah, there is right. Spokane. But we don't care about...
I agree.
No one does.
I agree, sir. That's bad.
That still doesn't take the cake. His phone is driving me nuts.
Bad sell.
It doesn't take the cake at the time they had to contractually run, I forget the station, high school baseball.
That was a very small station in Colorado.
But what they did is they let people come to the radio station transmitter and listen to the show.
Right. That was about as pathetic as
that was terrific. Yeah.
That was a station close to Aspen, Colorado, a very small station, and they actually got on the air and said, we're not going to carry the Don and Mike show because, you know, you're fighting, JFK, John F. Kennedy Junior High baseball team will be on. But if you want to hear the show, come up Interstate 5 to the transmitter,
and we'll put on some speakers, and you can listen.
It was Grand Junction, Roy Hill just told me.
Grand Junction, Colorado.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Dennis in Sacramento.
Hi there.
Hey, I got to listen to the whole show yesterday. You can get the San Francisco station here in Sacramento. Our listeners should know that. Mm. It's 1550 kilocycles on your AM dial.
Okay, thank you, gentle person.
Yeah, we got it all.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Helpful hint.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I don't like it.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I tried for 4 hours after they cut away to the Kings game to complain. They didn't even pick up the phone, man. It was busy, or they'd pick up, hang back up here in Sacramento. Retarded, man.
Hey, listen,
that was the...
Listen, don't get me wrong. Well, or just hang up. Go ahead, get me wrong. As the pretenders sing, don't get me wrong. I am a Sacramento fan. I like Sacramento. I'm coming there this spring with my friend Rob to pay off a bet with my other friend Mike.
Hello.
And I am a Kings fan as well. They are my favorite team in the NBA, and I understand.
They're a fantastic basketball team.
You're the rights holder. Run the game.
Gotcha.
You know, and if you got to cut us off to run the game, well, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. You treat the Kings like royalty.
But for goodness sakes. You know, don't cut us off for the pregame show.
That's really a shame.
Who needs a pregame show for a... Well, why am I saying? Who needs a pregame show for the Redskins? I was just going to say, who needs a pregame show for any sporting event?
Well, you'd get everybody all ramped up and excited about Kings basketball.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm one of the guys that called up and bitched to Ramey.
See, now, let me point something out. What we're going to have now will be... hundreds of people calling and telling the same story.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
All right, Sacramento.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
And we're sorry. There's nothing we could do about it.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, it's just the pregame show. I mean, they do an hour's worth of it.
BFD!
I mean,
BFD! Gotcha. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don Chacaronimo and Mike Almera. It's springtime, and, man, I love hearing you guys live.
Can I say something that really today, what an outstanding day. When I got in my car, now many times, you know, I take the Lord's name in vain all the time on this show.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, I love to. But every day, and I'm being drop dead serious as cancer, I take a moment out every day really just to say, thank you, God, because I'm blessed with a great life. But today's one of those days. Now, Mike, why do you look the other way?
I look the other way.
Yes,
I did. The other way.
I really do.
It's the shirt. And I said, I mean, who could not say they're blessed wearing that shirt?
Hey, listen.
I mean, I like that shirt. I'm
this
sorry.
This is
it's
a good-looking shirt.
It's the combination of everything. It's just, go ahead. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I've got spring fever today. I'm just feeling a little...
Anyway, you know, I got into the automobile. I opened up all the windows. I put some of my Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes on.
It's fantastic.
It's 84 degrees when I'm driving into... Keep in mind, it was snowing 3 days ago.
Right. It's spring. Spring is here.
It's 84 effing degrees,
cool.
And I really looked up through my sunroof, which was open, and just said, great day today, God.
It is.
And just said it out loud.
But and they're rare around here. They're rare that we get days like this.
And he doesn't answer.
Like 2 days like this, and then it'll be 98.
You know, that's what pisses me off about that dude. I talk to him all the time, and never get an answer. The other guy, he answers me all the time. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have him on the show tomorrow. The other
that's good. The other, it's been too long.
The other guy, but God never answers.
Well, he gave us a great day today.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike. She has beautiful here.
Amen.
Beautiful all over the East Coast. Hello.
Hey there, boys. How are you today?
We're doing great, thanks.
You know, I was convinced yesterday that I knew that you were scamming us when Denise called in on the hotline. And you said to Rob, hey, it's my wife, pick it up, I don't want her yelling at me. And I thought the excuse of why she would have the hotline number was lame. So from that point on, I thought, this is a brilliant scam, but this is a scam.
Yeah.
So now I guess I just have to believe it wasn't a scam, and it was just great radio.
Well, I think
you will.
There are a lot of unanswered questions that the people are waiting for, including us.
And I don't know if we'll have those answers for you.
Because you have to admit, the hotline thing is odd. I mean,
I will tell you, though, that the hotline thing was odd for everybody that didn't work in this building.
Right.
Charlie Broyhill, his modus operandi.
He has given...
Every woman that he was ever into had
the hotline number. The hotline number is given by Charlie to a variety of people.
I got you. So it didn't surprise guys.
When I saw it ringing, I thought it was Frida, because Frida had called me during the previous break.
Well, you know, despite the fact this is fairly tragic, that was the most incredible radio. I'm almost never able to just sit and listen to the whole show, and I couldn't walk away from it.
Well, a lot of people are convinced it was a gag and are mad at us about it. Some of those people are waiting online to talk to us as well.
I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop. Even if you tell me now it's a gag, I could care less. Had a
I would like to know. I would. I think we'd all like to know. You know, the two principals in this thing have been a little weird today, if you ask me.
Behind closed doors again when it came in when I came in today. Although they are speaking
and they're doing their job,
they are speaking to us. I know that Lisa was talking to you, and
they're speaking to us. Are
Charlie,
they speaking to each other?
I don't know. Charlie gave me the facts from the guy at KHDK.
Right.
When I went
so he's
office.
Obviously unfazed, but he's unfazed by everything.
And then I saw Lisa in the office talking to you while I was in the office talking to Charlie.
Yeah.
So.
And Lisa's all dressed up today.
She is. She's wearing very fancy clothes today.
Well, I know why she's dressed up.
Why?
She went to a graduation ceremony.
Hello, Don, on my show, Charlie? Did Charlie graduate?
No, no.
Hello?
Mutual friend of ours.
Oh, I thought it might have been that, what's that, G, what do you call it when you get the,
GED?
Yeah, the GED.
Remember the girl that tipped us out on them getting married?
Oh, the FBI lady?
Yeah.
Oh, she's an agent now?
Special agent today.
Outstanding. Oh,
congratulations.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
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 Yeah, can I make a comment about Charlie?
Sure. You think you can?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Well, this would be the time to do that.
Hello? We're waiting for your comment.
Yeah, Charlie, even when he dated me, he gave me the hotline number.
Worth the wait.
You know what? I love you. Sometimes bad delivery makes it even funnier to me.
That, incidentally,
when he dated me,
that person you're talking about, now that she's a special agent, is that like the Special Olympics?
No.
No, so it's a different kind of special?
No, be careful what you say now.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Right. Oh.
I'm back on the air.
No, the Mike Landis guy, we banned you from the show, my friend.
Morris Jones. I'm not in Baltimore now. Have you seen me?
Yeah. I know you're on Channel 45.
Yes, sir. Watch me every night.
Aren't you all over the country, too?
All over the country. Worldwide.
What's your name again?
Morris Jones.
All right. Good morning. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, since Lisa seems to be back on the market now, I was wondering if you could put in a good word for me.
Now, you call all the time, too.
Yeah.
You call all the time. I don't know who you are. You've done things.
You have stinky underpants for Lisa, don't you?
I have issues.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Charles Broyhill has come in.
No, this guy calls every day.
The guy that we just talked
every
to?
Every day.
He's still on the phone.
Yeah. If you remember, your most memorable call with him was when he said, "What's the point?" And you got into a long, long fight with him.
Oh, he's one of these guys.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Charlie.
I love you guys.
Bye-bye. What's the point? I don't remember. Of course, I've got Alzheimer's.
It was an argument, right?
It was an argument, I believe, on the reverse newlywed game. Where the final question.
Oh, you got so mad at that.
Right. That's who that
What's
was.
What's the point?
Oh, yeah. I believe that you joined me in getting mad at him.
I don't get angry.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. I was curious with Denise the other day. She was calling. She called, finally got through to you guys. And then she called on the hotline. Why didn't she use the hotline to begin with if she was so adamant about calling?
That is a good question.
I don't know, sir.
That is a good question.
Don't know.
Thank you.
Wyatt, you bet.
Bye-bye. See you later. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I had the same question. The first thing popped into my head yesterday was she spent 2 weeks calling.
Why would she not use the, but does Joe not let people through on the, I mean, usually the hotline is answered by Joe also if we're in the middle of battle.
No. Disagreed, and it's always, picked up by Rob.
Oh, by Rob?
Robbie picks up the hotline. When I see it ringing.
Has that girl ever called before, Rob?
No.
So yesterday was the.
See, when I see it ringing, I just give Rob one of these little things, you know, say, you know, get the phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was hoping and praying that you guys were doing a gag yesterday, man, because that was really sad, and you really screwed Charlie by putting that woman on the air.
Well, no, we can't control who comes on the air, and when they're there.
You could have not put that woman on the air. Don said he's
well,
on the screen.
Don't you think it was a little riveting?
Oh, it was great radio, but God, screwed Charlie over it?
Charlie was just in here. He's not mad.
Not screwed over. You heard him a moment ago, for goodness sakes.
He admitted that he'd had a relationship with her.
Ah. Well, now let's get to the bottom of things, shall we?
Why do you have that?
Because I see a call on hold.
Is the bitch calling again?
Now, that could be a variety of people, Mike. Yes, it's the alleged whore.
You're kidding.
Hello.
Hello?
Denise.
Denise. God, I'm not a whore. God.
Hey, it's a lady.
There she is.
Oh, God. Here all we right, go honey. What do you want today?
Well, Don and Mike, on the advice of my attorneys, I'm calling in today to read this prepared statement.
I'll tell you, she's don't believe you have an attorney.
She's on the hotline now. This is not screened. This is on the hotline again.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
In light of the events of the past 24 hours, I now fear that my phone calls to the Don and Mike show yesterday may have proven hurtful and damaging to the private lives of all of the people involved. After being contacted by several concerned representatives for the parties involved, I would like to issue an official apology for the events that I disclosed on yesterday's broadcast.
Well, I guess we thank you for that.
In addition, my advisors feel compelled for me to reveal that my name is not actually Denise.
We knew that all along.
Okay, but Dee Dee Herndon Wilson. If the name sounds familiar, it is because I am the sister of Lisa Herndon.
Oh, my God.
And I should also disclose at this time that I have never been intimate with or banged Charles Loring Broyhill. And my advisors, who are Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, have also requested that I reveal that the entire fiasco yesterday was indeed an April Fool's joke. And even if you had an opinion as to who was fooling who, we truly doubt that you were able to totally unravel the complicated tapestry of deception. Back to Don and Mike players, woe for ye.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was in on the gag from the beginning. Don, Mike, Lisa, Charlie, Rob,
yep.
Joe, Frida, me, and the rest of the Herndon family. Everyone except for you. Oh, and Buzz.
That's right.
And Buzz. As always. As always.
So there you go, you BM eaters. Your April Fool's joke is done. Hope you enjoyed it. And remember, June 28th, save the date.
Dee Dee,
thanks, Dee Dee.
I have to compliment you because it all hinged on you. You sat there. You took our abuse. You did a marvelous buzz.
Isn't there a law that says you have to reveal your April Fool's joke on April Fool's Day?
Show me that law.
Isn't there a freaking law?
There is no law in the books, Mr. Burbank.
Now, Buzz, here's the truth. Hey, Dee Dee, thank you.
Guys. Right,
you were fantastic, Dee Dee.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Now, here's the deal, Buzz. Yeah. Here's the deal. Here's why you were not let in on it. Somebody had to not know.
Uh-huh.
Somebody had to not know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And in previous years, it's been Mike, mm-hmm. because one year that with the Tyra Banks thing, the joke was on Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to not know. And that somebody, unfortunately, had to be you because...
Well, it had to be somebody that...
By default, I mean...
It had to be somebody that we were going to play to because...
Right.
Having Buzz here, I mean, we were... And Buzz, I will tell you, was sleuthing right from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And was
yeah.
going to everybody. He came to me. He came to Rob.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he was... And I was... I tried to race him out of the building last night. And then I just rolled down and I said, the plot's not thickening, it's coagulating, Buzz. That was the last thing I said to him before I left last night.
I don't remember if it was a call we took on the air or a call we saw when we were in commercials, but it said the caller said, I believe this because Buzz believes this.
Yeah.
And so Buzz, that was a very important player in that.
Just so you guys know, and there is no, incidentally, Buzz, official rule that you have to.
We thought, really, that it would be cool to carry it over because...
We originally had planned
right.
to tie it all up at 7 o'clock last right. night, but
it got too hairy.
Yeah. We thought, hey, why not F with everybody? As a matter of fact, we were going to have Dee Dee on at 10 after 3 today. She was waiting on hold for 20 minutes.
Right.
As we were doing the opening segment here,
sure.
I was debating whether to just have Dee Dee call at the end of today's show.
Right.
You know,
that would have been bad.
But that
would have been bad.
But now, of course, it's
and there is no rule. Show me the rule. It's not on the books.
Like there isn't. I'm talking to Congress about this. It's going to be a rule.
But you know,
a lot of the listeners feel like fools, and I would be the king of the fools, and so I'll take the rap for that.
I think that we were more than aware of the fact that there were a lot of people that certainly had this thing figured out that thought that maybe, but it wasn't confirmed. That was
the thing. And that's why we decided to leave it open yesterday, because even if you're one of the people that knew it was a scam, and I bet some people maybe even recognize Dee Dee's voice. She's been on the show before.
If you thought it was a scam, at the end of the show, when we broke and we said, that's it, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Even the people that thought they had it there, had to be a little doubt there.
It's like the O.J. jury. Mm. There had to be at least...
Oh, sure, to make it credible.
That much doubt in your mind.
Let me ask you, Buzz, how did you feel at the end of the show when nothing...
I felt convinced at the end of the show that it was real. I had many questions along the way. I saw you wink at Don at the beginning of yesterday's show when he said there would be no April Fool's gags. I saw Rob not respond to me at all when I said to him, hey, happy April Fool's Day when the story first broke. There were a number of giveaways
Rob
along
is the
day.
Worst keeping alive.
I have you know, friends who said expressed suspicions and helped me out in that regard. But by the end of the show... I was totally convinced. And that
and
leads
Buzz,
me to the, yes?
And part of it, let me just interrupt you here.
Sure.
It's my best trait. Part of it was that we had to pretend during commercials, because we know you look from your studio directly into our studio.
I saw you watching me watch you.
And at one point, Lisa came in, and I looked up at Mike, and I had to actually hide behind the board because Mike was making me laugh. And I said, you know, we're going to blow it with Buzz if Buzz knows we're over here laughing about it.
Wow. And you saw me wink at Don at the very beginning of the show.
I did,
huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done
there
that.
There were a couple of tips, but by the end of the show, I was convinced, which leads me to ask, does this mean we're doing It's a Wonderful Life again?
You know, I will tell you that there are going to be a lot of people that have said, hey, I had to figure it out. I knew it all along. It doesn't really matter. I think that the job that was done by everybody on this thing created enough question marks in enough people's minds where it was pretty good theater, and I thought it was pretty riveting.
Hey,
absolutely.
We tried something different on April Fool's Day.
Absolutely. Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Fantastic. You that's why you guys are on the edge of radio. I had a party. My wife had a party last night, and there was women there that were ready to hang you by your gonads. I could not believe it. I mean, they were ready to kill you guys for talking about it. It should have been something private. I mean, they were just going on and on. I'm like,
great.
Oh, God.
That's fantastic.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello. What, Robbie?
I didn't get a chance to tell you about a lovely encounter I had after you guys went home last night when our esteemed general manager, Alan, came into the production room and said, so I understand you all had quite a show today.
Everybody in the building got talking about
it. No surprise, that dope believer.
And I said, weren't you listening? He says, I heard about it. I sure hope it's an April Fool's Day joke. I said, Alan, I don't think so. He went,
hello.
Wow.
Don and Mike, hello. Do I got the line pressed down? What am I doing? Hello, there we go. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I just wanted to give Charles an Emmy for biggest BS-er on the radio. I can't believe you guys pulled that crap off.
Well, the thing with Charlie
still believed
was,
it.
We told Charlie just to be himself.
Yeah, Charlie's like Larry King.
God.
No, now Charlie, I will tell you, Charlie, I think over the air probably came off okay, but Charlie's facial expressions, he couldn't contain his little smirking when he came in here. That's why I was trying to like make it part of the deal. Charlie was the worst as far as smirking.
But he sounded great on the air. He truly played himself.
He did, and Lisa did a good job too.
Hey, Don.
Mike, hi.
You're wearing a Spider-Man shirt today?
Yeah.
You kind of look like the Collector from The Simpsons.
Yeah, if I weighed about 400 pounds, yes.
Oh, I've never seen you.
Doesn't the Collector from The Simpsons look wear only T-shirts?
Yes. And, sir, I'm strikingly handsome. If you want to know what I look like, rent the movie Ocean's 11. And check out the man named Daniel Ocean.
Hey, if you want to know what I look like, come
it's like looking in a mirror.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Pardon me?
If you want to know what I look like, drive by your house around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't get it. Is that a joke like I'm at your house?
A threat / joke.
Yeah,
you know, we have caller ID.
Well, you guys have a great sense of humor.
Well, no, we just have to be careful about that. That goes into the land of the weird, you see.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm
there.
Not...
That apology not accepted.
Right, goodbye.
F yourself.
There you go. F you.
You might jot down that number.
Hey, and by the way, you're gonna boycott everything from France, all the liquor.
Good end.
What an idiot.
That was a good end. That was a good strong end to your call.
What an idiot.
I love it. Here, Don and Mike show.
Man had some issues.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, that was the greatest prank I have ever heard. You know, I feel so sorry for Lisa. And then Lisa turned out to be the best actor in the whole bunch.
It was true.
It was great. That
Lisa
was,
at one point laid an oh my god out there that I was a little worried about.
And all the F-bombs that she was dropping.
When she got really mad and she got totally into it and screaming. But the best move I thought Lisa made was for your benefit, Buzz.
Right.
When Lisa came in during the commercial break after she gave me the F-U and she apologized to me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
Don.
Yes.
Calm down. That was not a great performance, and especially from you.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
A worse performance than Howard the Stern and his stupid movie Private Parts.
You knew that we would get one
Absolutely.
Of these.
Absolutely. And I had an idea that it was one of her relatives. It sounds just like Lisa.
Well, you know, the fact is, I didn't say that any, you know, we would have people
Sean
figure it out.
It was so boring.
Well, you turned on Sean Hannity, it was so boring, but you came back to us today. Thank you.
Thank you,
my loyal pets.
You're reviewing the performance,
no
but you're saying you
great
printed
performance.
Up. It was.
It was a great performance.
It means a lot coming
People
from
are
you.
The same guys who think Howard Stern did well in Private Parts. Horrible acting.
And you're the expert.
But you are
calling. And wasn't great acting all the
But other. You're listening
Lisa
again.
Acting was Charles Broyles.
But you're listening
now,
again today.
Roger Ebert.
And calling today.
And let me explain.
You
the people,
have cried
hold on, hold
so
on.
Much.
No, I will tell you right now.
Great.
The people
Wait,
that are, there are people that are very, very angry. The people, this is one of the guys. The people that got scammed are very, they're going to be people that are very, very pissed. I am so calm, it's not even funny, sir.
I'm not happy, but I'm impressed. It was great.
But your first
reaction.
Do you
really mean that, Buzz, or are you just saying that to get on everyone's
No, it's in the script.
When I got scammed. When I got scammed,
well, that was a good performance then.
You have to take it when you get scammed. You have to take it. But I was pissed.
I wasn't scammed at all. Then
yes, you were.
But no, see, you weren't.
At all.
Listen, the point is whether you were scammed
not
or
all.
Not.
Not at all.
Whether you were scammed or not, you listened, and even if you turned on Sean Hannity,
I turned on Sean Hannity 10 minutes into the thing.
Big deal. You know what? You're still my dog. You're
That's
still wearing my collar because you're listening to our show now.
Ratings over you yesterday because the gig wasn't even funny.
Right. No. We'll find out in a month.
This man's a qualified expert.
We'll find out in a month.
Danish station on AM yesterday.
Now,
we'll find out in a month.
Great. What makes you an expert about acting, sir?
I'm not at all, but you can tell. I mean, any old doofus that calls can tell.
Well,
especially
I don't
me.
Well, you
I'm
know
not
what?
An actor at all.
Let me just say to you, we get monthly ratings.
Calm down.
I'm very calm. Leave your number, and when
angry.
When we get the ratings,
shut up!
Yeah, when
we number so you can post
shut
on
up!
The blade.
F you.
Actually, calm down.
F you. What am I saying? I already have your telephone number. But
no, you don't.
Yes,
Star
I do.
Star 67 does that.
Excuse me, Star 67. Blimey. You cannot use
Donkey.
It. You want me to start giving out your phone number?
No. I never gave you permission, but you don't have it.
Yes, I do.
All right, if some
you can't get you have listen,
it,
you can't get through on the software that we have on this bank of phones
calm
that you're
down.
Calling.
Just get so angry. Calm down.
I am not agitated. Here's what
angry.
I'm saying. Listen to me as I speak as calmly as I can, as if I was talking to a retarded animal.
Okay,
down.
Okay, fat ass, are you listening?
If you're right,
I have no intention of calming down, you dick.
If you're right. We'll know when we get our April ratings, which will be in about a month, and I'll call you back.
Areas where they watch Jerry Springer, and you would have got much better ratings.
We will call you back when we get the April ratings.
Wouldn't have got you any ratings.
You know what? How come you call all the time? Don't you get tired?
I never call.
You do?
I wish.
This may be my second call.
No. It's the same M.O., buddy. I recognize your voice.
And anyway, bottom line.
Bad show. That's the M.O.
Charlie, please back me up, because Charlie came and gave me the thumbs up, and I need a little... tell our listening audience, this guy, how many times seriously...
I don't know how many, but he's only called to argue.
Right.
I was talking to Lisa and Jared trying to remember what it was.
Right.
Now, is he acting...
True.
Anyway, we got your number, and I'll call you back
when
we get the April ratings. I'm very calm. There you go. That's how calm I am.
Yeah.
We'll find out in a month if that horrible acting that we did yesterday drove away our entire audience.
We were talking before the show, and we knew we were going to get calls like that. We knew we were going to get a variety of calls.
Sure.
There are going to be people that dug it. There are going to be people that knew they had it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And there are going to be people like that that are... Well, see, I don't think he's... He just calls to bust balls.
He's a professional arguer.
That's right.
But there are going to be some people who are mad and, you know, tough teeth.
You know, in his little, he's so proud of his little move where he says, calm down. He's just so proud of himself with that.
But just remember this, and I'm very calm right now, and I'm speaking to you, my dog, because that's what you are out there, because I know you're still listening, because you're my trained animal, because even though you said you turned us off yesterday to listen to Sean Hannity, which I doubt, maybe you did during a commercial break, you know what? Like the obedient animal you are, like Pavlov's dog, you came back again today.
Can you imagine a guy like that sitting at his kitchen table right now? Because he's in a way, he's getting what he wants. He got a rise out of us, but he can't respond now, and it's driving him insane because he's sitting there with his milk-stained T-shirt at his kitchen table in his underwear because he's unemployed, and he's sitting there, and he's gnashing his teeth, and he's going, I really think I got them with the calm down thing.
Don't forget that on his kitchen table there are his notes. Okay, remember, low-key, remember, and then in quotes, calm down.
Please know this, beyond everything, I really don't care if you like me personally or like our show or anything we do. If you're listening, we got you.
It counts.
We got you.
No matter what you do. And if you are the active caller, if you're the active arguing caller, as Charlie said, all he does is call in to argue. It's just what cracks me up, and it's a love-hate thing.
Hey, Mike?
Yes?
Calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down, Mike.
I know.
I've only called once before.
It's the love-hate relationship that we have with the accessibility of this show. There is no more accessible show in radio. And it's a love-hate. We love it.
Calm down, Mike. I'm an expert, and I know, Don, your acting was the worst. And I know that yesterday your ratings were awful. You don't have my phone number. You don't have my phone number. Would you like me to give it out? Well, no, don't.
And then Charlie came in and said, he only calls to argue. And the guy said, no, I don't.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddy.
Come on, Christ, we're just having fun.
Hey, Don, Mike, this is Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, I want to let you know, Don, I even knew it was Lisa's sister. I even knew that up until just before 6 o'clock when Frida called. And then when Lisa dropped the F-bomb and you got so mad at her when she dropped it for the second time.
So you thought you had it figured out and then...
I mean, I knew it was a gag, but I still even knew it today, but when Don got mad at Lisa, that's when it put a little bit of doubt in my mind.
That's all we wanted to do.
It's come so easy to me to get mad at her.
But the thing is, I think by carrying it into today, we knew we had so many people that thought that we were doing a scam that we just felt we had to go a little longer with it.
Well, next year there's going to be a law.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, this is Larry. Listen, you guys got me. Not the last guy, but the guy before was, I don't know if you could say butthole, but he was an idiot because you got me good, man. At first I thought, it's a scam, but then when Lisa started, I'm like, no, man, this is real. I'm driving from Philly to Harrisburg, and I pulled over because we don't get it in Harrisburg. I sat there for an hour listening to you guys, trying to figure out if I was going to find out if it was real or not.
And whether you had it figured out or not, that's the idea.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Don, I do like you as a person, and you're 100% right. Even if the listeners had a little bit of just a little hint that you guys were scamming us, you still kept us going just with that no one else knew. And, Don, Mike, what's up, guys?
Hey, turn down your radio. Finally, we're going to finally get a guy who really agrees with us, but his radio is up all the way.
Absolutely.
All right, one last call. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I wanted to ask why you guys did that to Buzz. Is it because he has no belly button?
Yeah,
that's it. Right.
I face that discrimination everywhere I go.
All right.
Hey, Buzz, can I ask you a favor?
Sure, what?
Can you give me an F-U fat ass?
F-U fat ass.
Hey.
I had it in me.
There you go from the king of nice.
Yeah.
It's like that's how I have an Oprah say F-U. All right, let's clear these lines out. We have a show to get to today, gentlemen, ladies, idiots, animals. Phone number 877-365-3636. We do have $1,000 on the line with the secret sound, the common everyday sound.
God damn it.
It's a clicking sound. Fat ass.
Calm down.
Calm down. Be the 100th caller. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike Show. And
thank
I
you.
Just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come. Hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're the hair and the teeth in the comedy tumor. Don and Mike.
All right. Let's get things back to semi-normal.
All right.
I get a call 100 right here. Hi, Don and Mike show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. What's your name?
My name is George.
George, where are you from?
D.C.
Ah, good old WJFK FM. George, I got a choice for you here. You can either see my favorite band, Chicago, with America.
P.U., Sister Golden Hair.
June 3rd at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale Friday. Or you can have tickets before you can buy them to see Lollapalooza 2003 with Jane's Addiction, Audioslave, Incubus, Queens of the Stone Age. That's who we're playing right here. Jurassic 5, The Donnas, and more. Which would you like?
The Chicago ticket.
Chicago.
Chicago!
Those are stop and rub, courtesy of Ticketmaster at NissanPavilion.com. Well, I will see you there.
Are you going to see Chicago again?
You bet your ass.
Yeah.
You bet your ass.
Chicago seems to be on an upswing if they're playing Nissan.
They played there last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Because didn't they play Kingston Minion?
No, Chicago has never played Kingston Minion.
Yes, Chicago has played
Kingston. Has Chicago ever played Kingston Minion, Rob?
Maybe if they couldn't get him in at, like, at Wolf Trap. The Kingston Minion is not a bad booking for the Richmond area.
I went to Chicago. We went down to Chicago.
Kingston Minion is an amusement park.
Yeah, but it's a big theater. It's like
Nissan
Drive.
But it's an amusement park, Rob. It's an amusement... Well, maybe you're right.
Do you remember the Triumph the Insult comic dog when he was...
talking to John Bon Jovi.
He's talking to all the fans of John Bon Jovi, and he goes, "Why don't you wait till next summer when they're at Six Flags?"
Listen, you got the Chicago tickets. Enjoy them.
Thank you.
And take my advice. Get there, like an hour after the tickets say, because who wants to sit through a horse with no name? Now, $1,000. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
With the secret sound, a common everyday sound. It's another one of the much beloved clicking sounds. We'll play it for you now. Give you 15 seconds to noodle it through. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Timex Social Club.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
And let me just say, Mike, I know you're not doing it on purpose, but when you do something like that,
yes,
I know it makes Lil J happy.
Ah, very good. That's wonderful.
You know, you get the street feel for the show.
Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day. I just need some time to get away.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All these rumors.
That's old school.
That's old school, yes.
That's old school.
And it's because of everything we've been through.
Right. Oh, I gotcha.
Rumors, get it?
Ah. Gotcha.
I don't write it.
Listen, what's the sound there, my friend?
Is it the sound of a seatbelt latched, unbuckled? Unbuckled?
Rob, you were talking about some bad acting. That was
we're sorry.
To hear Rob go, oh, like he had actually gotten it.
Rob is the worst.
No, my friend, but thanks for listening, and don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
A clue for you. Well, tomorrow at this time, oh my goodness, tomorrow at this time, you will have already seen my toe.
You're getting your toe drained tomorrow? Oh.
Tomorrow, yes. It is ingrown on the big toe on my right foot. Ingrown on both sides of the toenail. And on the right side, the big bag of pus
right.
goes along the entire length of the toe.
You must
very
be
painful.
In absolute agony.
I am. I've got it bandaged up and everything. And
God,
Rob's had the surgery. I've had it at some point. It's
what's
very
it like?
Painful. Well, they give you anesthetic for the surgery. And you're better after the surgery. But
are you
going to
come in with those little slippers like Rob had?
Well, hold on, Buzz. What were you saying?
I was saying it hurts like hell before the surgery, but with the anesthetic and then the pressure being relieved by the surgery afterward, you're fine.
When did you have it done?
Oh, years ago when I was in high school actually junior high, and the other kids thought it was funny to stamp on your feet, and they didn't. Know that that was actually causing a toenail to cut into my flesh
and
they did that.
Mike had a good question too. Am I going to have to wear a booty tomorrow?
Wash. I'd say it's about the same.
Aren't you tired of it though? Why don't you just deal with it?
What, cut the toe off?
Yeah, take the toe.
Take the toe.
You know, just so you, because you keep revisiting this and it's agony
let's
for you.
Just
right
have
now.
Them take the... It's the big toe, right?
Yes, and actually I don't keep revisiting this. This is an ingrown toenail that I have had going on 1 year because I've avoided this. Now, keep in mind, during the same time, I've gone back to the other doctor
to the podiatrist.
Are they doing the same thing they did with... Rob had major surgery.
Well, there's three... Right. No, it wasn't major surgery. There's three
possible
corners.
You were wearing blue shoes.
You like that?
Yeah.
No, there's three corners that can be ingrown on your big toes. Or four, and I had three of them ingrown, so they had to do both toes.
Wow. So you just have one toe in one corner, right?
One toe, but two corners.
Two corners.
You will never cut your nails too short again, I promise you that.
One of them is too bad. And see, that's the...
Is that the way you get them? Is cutting your toenails too...
Too short. And this is all because I went to the podiatrist in the first place to get rid of the foot fungus. And now that the foot fungus is gone, I'm fanatic about cutting my toenails because now I like walking around barefoot because I don't have these big yellow Fred Flintstone toes anymore.
In days of old, your toenails would just fall off. You wouldn't need to cut them.
Right.
That's very true. Before I went on this medicine.
They'd curl under.
But the other thing I remember from when I was going through it is G. Gordon Liddy came up to me and he said, "Rob, what you need to do is cut your nails in a V shape. You'll never be troubled by this again."
Like pointed?
No, inward. Because it's the corners that get ingrown. So if you leave the sides longer, you can cut the inside shorter.
Yeah. Well, everybody wants to have their nails look like that.
And then dye your mustache.
And date your producer. It's 11:30 tomorrow.
Oh, you'll have a fun time.
And how long does it last? How long
does
it take?
I think for me, it was like 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
I had a lot more to do than you. Don't look, though. The blood. You don't like the blood.
I won't look.
And you'll probably be wearing a booty when you come in.
That's all right. I'll shake it for you.
Shake your booty.
Well, I'll let you know, and I'll let you take a look at it tomorrow.
I'm afeard of things like that. I'd love to see it tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's see the result, because it'll mean that's all cleaned up. And
right now, it looks bad.
I don't want to see it now.
It looks bad.
When you talk about a pus sack.
Yeah, and also the toenail itself. Uh-huh. When I went in to originally get this thing diagnosed as a podiatrist, she gave me a tetanus shot because she said it looks so infected.
Yeah. Wow.
You know it's bad when the worker ants start crawling into it to feed the queen.
Any bees start circling, like bugs start circling your foot?
Yeah.
The one thing that was bad that I remember, and this is fairly unappetizing, have you had a sock stick to your toe yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rob, that's a nightly experience for me until I started wrapping it in the...
All three, you guys.
Until I started wrapping the toe in a soft, hospital-type tape.
I feel for
you guys. I really, really do. I really feel for you guys. I think I take it for granted. I really do. I don't... You know, you talked about thanking God for the beautiful day.
Yeah.
I don't think I thank God enough for having perfect feet.
Mm-hmm. Not perfect.
Beautiful. Perfect feet.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Wait till I get this done.
And Mike.
And then I challenge you. That's how strong I'm feeling.
You know what? I'm going to get that thing to soften my heel up so I will have the... And I'll tan my feet.
And you should get a paraffin bath.
Hello? That's what I'll do.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. What's that? That was for paraffin bath.
I was going to get a topless pedicure before we went on vacation.
And my wife has one. I don't personally take it myself.
Your wife has a topless pedicure?
No, she'll give you one, though.
Oh, okay.
For
a topless pedicure?
No. She has a paraffin bath for her lovely feet.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Congratulations. Great show left yesterday.
Oh, thanks.
Terrific. Not at the risk of sounding like an idea guy, you ought to have Lisa come out and take a bow. She sold it incredibly well.
Now, listen, there's no need for that. Remember what show you're listening to, my friend. Okay? This would be the Don and Mike show. Thank you, though.
And we're bowing for you right now.
I'll pass along those words to Lisa the first chance I get. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, this is Ward.
Yes, Ward.
Hey, I was just wondering, why would the fact that it was Lisa's sister mean it was a joke?
Yeah, okay. Point well taken. With Broy Hill, you never know.
Yeah, and you know, she did qualify it. She said, this is Lisa's sister, and I have never slept with Charlie Broy Hill.
I've never banged him.
And that's Lisa's married sister, too.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Unlike the other one, Kathy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, did something change on your modulation or something to do with the mics?
What
do
you mean? No.
In the last 5 minutes?
No.
No, it's just you, sir.
Well,
I swear on my kid's life, we're not doing that thing with the microphones today, like for an April Fool's joke.
Right, right, but it sounded like everything went mono, and then...
Well, oh, God damn it! This is not an act. God damn stupid Lil J. Stevens, if he's done this...
So am I correct?
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, okay.
What happened? What's going on?
Let me tell you what this is. He's... God... He is an idiot program director. It was tried back in 1996.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to lose it about this.
Okay, please, before you lose it, please explain to me what's going on here.
In an effort to boost our station's signal, because WJFK FM has a bad signal in the Washington, D.C. area, back in 1996, our chief engineer back then, the smartest engineer I ever met in my life, Dan Ryson,
the best ever,
said to me and a bunch of other people, I got an idea that if we stopped broadcasting in stereo and broadcasted in mono, there would be a chance that the signal could go farther.
Right.
And you can pick it up easier.
And we tried, and it was a huge failure. A huge failure. Well, this guy, Lil J, the guy who now, for whatever reason, has anointed himself as the guy who's going to put his finger in every dike at WJFK, and I'm not talking about the women who go that way. I'm talking about he's got to be involved in everything. I heard this today when I was coming in that, Lil J wants the station to go to mono. Even though it was tried in 1996, and it was proven that all it did was make the station sound worse. It didn't help the signal go any farther.
You know, I'm not telling you how to do your job or anything like that, but, you know, just, you should have taken what they were offering you just, not to do any of the extra work, but just to protect this radio station. You know, when they came to you and said, hey, are you interested?
I know.
Because he is all over this place. I mean, every day now I hear about this.
And I sent a memo to Michael Hughes, the guy who's been on the show quite a few times, the latest vice president in charge of knuckleheads. And it was about Jay, and I don't mind telling you this, because this guy, he's good at doing what he does, which is getting disc jockeys in a room and having them play the same 10 records over and over while they read his cleverly crafted cards. That's what he's good at. I sent a giant memo to Michael Hughes yesterday about Jay and about some of the other things that Jay has proposed for our show in particular.
Right.
For instance, he had an idea that a good idea would be to get out. He's got, you know, this dumb radio idea that you got to get out on the streets, man. You got to get on the streets. Now, as I wrote in my memo to Michael Hughes, Mike and I have been together 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in D.C. radio for almost total 23 years. At this point, I think most people in this town know who we are, that we don't have to go out. It's a luxury that people will listen to the show. When we go out because we like meeting the people that listen to the show.
Right.
His idea, one of his ideas that was passed to me through an intermediate was that, you know, he wants spokesmodels, the girls with big boobs to drive the vans around.
Mm-hmm.
And his thought was, well, why don't Don and Mike drive the vans one day? Just go out and drive the station vans and give away the bumper stickers. And I don't want to make this appear that we are above that, but what's the point? If you want to promote the station, do it. Send an intern out in the van to give away the bumper stickers.
You had mentioned that briefly yesterday, as far as like, and in giving us materials to give away. I mean, more stuff is fun.
And here's the bottom line about this guy, Jay Stevens. When you're looking at this radio station, WJFK FM, why are you worried about turning off the stereo signal? Why are you worried about getting a new station voice just because it's not the voice that you chose? Why are you worried about how we're promoting things on the station? Here's the first thing you should worry about. You don't have a show from 11 a.m. till 12 noon. You don't have a show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. You don't have a show from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. You've got no weekend programming at all. Work on all of that and then come back and give me some of your ideas about promotions and getting out on the streets and doing remotes and all of the other crap that you can do with your disc jockeys that play records. Because frankly, this format that we're in is not like those other radio stations.
Right.
Anyway, And that's why you're hearing us in mono today. And that's why I'm mad.
Is that what they did? So they did that right away?
I guess if this guy is listening and it's in mono.
Don.
Yeah.
You know, the strangest thing is I was listening in mono before and I could still hear the change.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. If they change the signal processing.
Because I'm in the Fredericksburg area and, you know, I pick it up a lot better on mono.
You know, Alan must have caved on that. Because I had a meeting today with our chief engineer where I said, don't do it. You know, this was tried back in
the day. Yeah, I mean, it was an idea. You know, the best guy, the guy that really knew this station inside and out, tried and it didn't work and they went back to doing it the other way.
And you know, and if I'm going to have to say this, if you want to F up the rest of this radio station, Lil J, with your leather jackets and your what's happening dog and all that other crap, go ahead. But I'm telling you that these 4 hours, you keep your little dove-like hands the F off. That means content. That means promotion. That means audio sound. Stay the F away from our territory. We are the only thing on this radio station right now that's working.
You got that right.
And I mean, I'm not putting anybody else on the station down. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, you've got more listeners, though.
We do. We have more listeners in the morning show, more listeners than middays. Ron and Fez are just starting at night.
Your point that you mentioned about the holes that we have on this radio station, that should be the priority, should be there right away. Blank hours that need to be filled.
First you bake the cake, then you put the icing on.
Not to mention, you mono out an FM station.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the Redskins will sound great.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we have parabolic mics when we run the Washington Redskins on the station. Just like on WYSP in Philadelphia and on any of our other stations that are FM stations that carry Major League sports teams. Mm-hmm. It's stereo, so it sounds good like if you're watching on surround sound.
Amen.
Well, that sucks. Thank you, my friend.
Yes, sure.
I appreciate it.
And you think that's what it is? That's what was done today?
The guy hit it on the head. So,
yeah.
You know, the modulation's down and the stereo's off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this had been a topic.
And it was a theory. It was a theory that was tried. That by monoing out the signal was actually going to get a better pop. And it didn't happen.
And I happen to know, and listen, the only way that I'm going to get anywhere in this discussion is to have it on the air.
Because
I've tried emailing these bastards, and I've tried phoning them, and they don't listen to me. I know for a fact that Dan Ryson, who used to be our chief engineer, spoke to Lil J. Stevens, who incidentally, officially, is not the program director of this radio station. Okay? He's a captain. Oh, and now they've changed it back?
Yeah, it was just a fast switch. But yeah, that guy did hear it switch.
We have the once again, I have to compliment our listeners. We have the greatest listeners.
I've just gotten word they've switched it back. Thanks.
They watch our back. Our listeners watch our back. It's fantastic.
Thanks. Thank you very much, because we wouldn't have known if you guys hadn't called. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Now the station's back in stereo.
Ah.
You know, that's a big difference between FM and AM. You know, the little red light goes on indicating you're hearing stereophonic sound.
I think it's a good time to make the statement you just made.
Yeah.
I really do, because you know what? We might as well make it early, because you know what? We're not dealing with that again.
Listen.
We're not dealing with that again.
Right. Lil J, just stay the F away from us. Stay the F away from us. This is the only show you've got that's keeping this station afloat right now. And I don't mean to put any other radio show down, because I like all of the shows on this radio station.
Amen.
But worry about the bigger holes. Don't come in with your thing saying, oh, I got to change the station voice, and I got to change the imaging.
Hey, what's that all? When did this full speed ahead? When did this happen?
Well, you know what that is?
I know Chris was talking to me about it upstairs.
He's the program director. He's the group program director. And the problem is that because there is no program director in place at this radio station, he's like the head muckety-muck now, and because he can make these changes, he's one of these radio guys that says, well, we need to change the station. Let me just explain this to you. Here's the guy.
Yeah.
I love our guy.
Yeah, me too.
It's the guy you picked.
Yeah. And
that's what this is all
I'm
about.
I'm kind of sensitive about this because I did pick this guy back when I was programming the station.
Good.
Listen to this guy.
Don and Mike O'Reilly, Ron and Fez, Redskins, 106.7 WJFK.
Have you ever heard balls on a guy like
that? Nothing wrong with that.
Here's what I heard why Jay wants to change. Jay, little Jay, thinks that that guy sounds too angry. Jay wants...
Yeah, because shock talk is not an angry format.
One of the voices that Jay's thinking about is a guy who was a friend of mine, has been for almost 30 years, Joe Cipriano. Guy used to work at Q107, and he's now the voice of the Fox Network. And he's a wonderful guy, and he has a pleasant voice,
mm-hmm.
but he's like a voice for a station that says, you know, the music everybody can agree on, even the boss.
You have selected that guy. We'd actually had this discussion on the air that you wanted this guy because he was kind of an album-oriented rock guy, and it was unique to have him on a talk format. Mm-hmm. And because this is kind of a rock talk formatted station, mm-hmm. even though it really isn't, but some of the shows are, you thought that he would add a little something special. And I've always thought the guy is very distinctive, and that's what you try to go for.
Listen, here's one. Just
too angry.
Here's one of him dry.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
You guys got some balls.
He sounds bad.
Got ball. Anyway, that's one of the things that Jay wants to change, and he wants to change it just because he's a program director.
Right.
And he wants to change it to change it.
That's what they do.
Jay, this is Don speaking to you now. Worry about 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Worry about 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Worry about 11 at night until 5 in the morning. Jay, this is Don, speaking for Mike in this regard. We are concerned that our show is becoming oversaturated because you run our show an extra hour from 2 to 3. Then you run the show again every night from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Then you run it for 9 hours on Saturday and you run it for 7 hours on Sunday. Which is why people get pissed off when we go on vacation, incidentally. Because our reruns are on this station so much. You can get in the car tonight. What time is it now? 4:17? Tonight at 12:17, this will be replayed on WJFK.
And do they replay the same stuff we've done during the week on the weekends?
Yes.
Not good.
Right.
Not good.
So knock it off. Little Jay, knock it off. You know, you don't run a perfect station over there at PGC, my friend. And incidentally, don't you think it's time to change those license plates? Here's the biggest thing about this, Dick. And this is, how many years ago? 10 years ago, was it?
I think it's about 10 years, probably longer.
At one point, the station he works at, the hip-hop station, which is normally the number one or two rated station in the market, pulls about a 6 share. Well, about 10, 11, 12 years ago, they had an amazing book. Went through the roof for one book. They got a 10 share.
Mm-hmm.
This pompous little Napoleon, Napoleon type, you know, he's like every short program director I ever met. Got his, the tags on his car say 10 share. My question is, do the tags now say 6.7 share? Do they say 6.3 share? Do you change them every book? Or do you still have 10 share on your license plate?
Probably the milestone, right? Keeping the tags due to the... And license tags. I mean, come on.
Please.
Come on.
Come on. 10 share.
Haven't we all been through that at one time or another?
God. And enough with the jewelry, please. You know, with the gold chains. Hello. Don and Mike show.
On a personal note.
Are you there? Hello, Don and Mike. Sorry.
Hey, Don, I just want to let you know that the change was so noticeable. It sounded like you got right up on the microphone, and it was coming over the phone line like it is on my cell phone now. It was terrible.
Okay. I'm glad they went back to it.
They changed it back.
Yeah, they did.
Thank you. And thank you for that listener for calling us with the update. All right. Sorry. Listen, I had a break plan there. Didn't mean that to be the Jay Stevens show again.
Do you think the message got through this time?
I don't know. I don't freaking know. I sent a very long email to Michael Hughes,
very good,
vice president of Muckety Mucks here about Jay yesterday. You know, telling him we're not going to drive the vans and here's another thing that he wants that's just so stupid. He doesn't like. Well, no, never mind. I can't talk about that because that involves other people. It was another dumb change. That's just, you know, why are you trying to fix something that's not broken? And here's another thing I'd say. You want us to make all these changes? You want us to change the way we do things on the highest rated show on the station? Why don't you run those by Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know why. It's because Howard's in New York and we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we're here, we're not your bitch. You know who's your bitch? Donnie Simpson. Sports junkies. They're your bitches. Go work on them, little man. And incidentally, final point. That Redskins meeting that you want to have in a couple of weeks and why you're going to be there, I don't know because you have nothing to do with the coverage of the Redskins. It ain't going to be held in Lanham, Maryland, my friend. The Redskins park is in Virginia. The station that runs the Redskins is in Virginia. You bring your little ass and your 10-share sports car here for the meeting. Dumbass.
You know what?
I got an idea. I'm gonna turn it from stereo to mono to make the signal go farther, even though I was told by the guy who originally came up with the concept 7 years ago that it doesn't work.
Dick. I sure hope the point's been delivered.
Me too.
Jay. There you go. Start it up, Jay. Start up the 10th share mobile.
There you go.
You know what you're good at, Jay? You're good. You're good at picking Eminem records. That's where your talent lies,
there
Jay.
There you go. Very good.
You're good at picking Eminem, LL Cool J. That's a talent. You're a white man, and you can pick urban music. Good. Do that. Stay out of my sandbox. Little prick.
Oh, you know, it's been a while since we had somebody to hate.
10 share. Who would possibly drive around with that in the license plates? Especially 10 years after your station, not you, but your station achieved the rating of 10 share.
Looks like we're going to be one big happy family.
All right, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's just the other thing I wonder about. Pressure. Changes everything, pressure. Some people, you squeeze them, they focus. Others pull. Can you summon your talent at will? Can you deliver on a deadline?
Jay,
can you think about it?
Ten chair.
When do we talk about money?
Money? Yeah. Well, that's the easy part.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Say, baby. Say, baby. Hey.
Hey, guess what?
Say.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, hi, we're back. And, all right, some calls.
We're having a fun day here at the ranch.
I like it, you know, when the juices get flowing and you get a little blood worked up. I think it's normal. It is a normal state of affairs that we have lived in for the entire time we've been working together. And I think that we thrive in that environment. I think if we are happy with management, for some reason, things are not right with the world.
I don't want to rat out anybody that works here because the people here are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But when I just went to take a squirt,
mm-hmm.
I had an awful lot of people say, amen.
Yeah.
Yep. Amen.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I can't mention names, but members of the engineering department,
mm-hmm.
and I'll say members since there are more than one of them,
right.
came in to mm-hmm. say, thank
yeah.
you.
I think everybody, you know, this is a pretty decent operation mm-hmm. we got going here, and... a lot of people have been doing their jobs at a pretty high level under very, very difficult circumstances for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's see. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guess what?
Hey, guess what?
I got laid off today. Woohoo!
Oh. Well, listen, here's the bright side is you won't miss a moment of the show.
You know, exactly. Seriously, though, on a day like this...
Yeah.
Not a bad day to get laid off.
Absolutely not.
You know, to go outside and just, like, F off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where'd you get laid off from?
From a consulting company that does, you know, like FBA type stuff.
I'm sorry I asked.
That's okay.
That's all right.
be a beautiful day to exact some revenge on the person who fired you, my friend.
Exactly.
I don't want to put that evil thought in your mouth.
No.
In your mind.
Are you thinking along those lines with the goings-ons of today?
Yeah.
No, I'm just perplexed because I had my annual review on Thursday last week.
And you kicked ass?
How did the annual review go?
Oh, I got like a 5% raise, and then I got laid off today.
Well, that sucks. I'm sorry. What did you do? Don't give us the FDA or whatever. What was your job?
Compliance consulting.
You know, it is a terrible climate, and my heart goes out to the people that are dealing with this right now with the way the economy's been. A friend of mine worked for that debacle company, WorldCom, and was sitting there one afternoon, and I was with the guy, and he was so distraught that he blew out of work because his job was to call his different department heads, like four guys, and lay them off. And he had to do this, and he was sitting there, he was drinking a beer, and like he'd have to do one every half hour. And he's sitting there, and the poor guy's getting bombed, and he said, he got done with the last one, and he says, well, now I wait my half hour. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, after I do that, I have to wait till this time because that's when they'll lay me off if they're going to do that. I mean, it's a lot of people live with that every single day, and I my heart goes out to them.
Amen.
Because I'm already halfway through a liter of Jim Beam. So.
Good for you.
All right, well, hang in there.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
I love you guys.
Thanks. See you later. I do mean that. Good luck.
Yeah.
Hey, we're hiring here. If it means anything, that's another dumbass thing they're doing on the station.
Aren't they putting ads on?
It's so embarrassing.
Yes.
That they're running commercials. It's like small-time radio that we run these commercials going, are you interested in a career in radio sales? The exciting Infinity Broadcasting team.
Are you ready for a little walk through hell?
Hi, Charles.
We'll hire you, but you'll never get a raise. Ever.
Wow. Oh, everybody's getting. You know what? It's all the spring fever's out today, ladies and gentlemen.
Incredible.
Everybody's getting it worked up.
The best thing about the ads for hiring is it says, we want the cream of the crop. And that's, you know, what answers radio ads. The very best.
Really. You hear ads like that in a small market.
Yeah.
You know, Washington, D.C. is the seventh largest market. It's like 5 million people live in the city.
But I don't mind the fact that they're running ads on this radio station, but they didn't go to this man with the type of ad that I thought they should have for people to work at this station.
Talking about Buzz.
You know the type of voice that you'd use for that ad, right?
Hey, baby.
Hold on, we need the music.
this is the type of person, at least, that I have told Alan for years we ought to have working.
Hey, baby. You want to meet somebody you've never seen before over the phone? Get a job in radio. We're hiring here at WJFK. You won't get a raise, but you'll get laid.
Anyway, it's incredibly embarrassing, and I think I said it one time during a local break during the commercial set. I just came on after the spot and said, that is embarrassing.
Yeah.
And Charlie came in later and said, Alan said, knock it off.
Mm.
I'm sorry. It's Bush League.
Yeah.
Are you interested in radio? It's an exciting career, and we're looking for talented go-getters.
Hey, pieces of chuck meat, would you like to be thrown into the grinder?
Jesus. And you know why we have to run that ad?
Right.
Seriously, because they go through salespeople the way I go through underpants.
Yeah.
I mean, they eat them up and chew them up and spit them out.
One out of every 50, though. They stick like glue. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
There are tremendous success stories. Look at Tim McWilliams.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Listen, I'm so happy that guy called in. I live in Rappahannock County and the Shenandoah Valley, and because of the mountains and we don't have antennas out here, cell phones don't even work, I have been fiddling. I never had a problem with your station. And today, I'm fiddling with the antenna. I'm twisting it and everything else. The reception was so bad.
You don't sound like you live in Rappahannock County.
Well, because she doesn't sound like an inbred?
No, she's like, hello, I'm out here in Rappahannock County, and I'm fiddling with the radio. Are you retired out there or what?
No. I just moved from Fairfax, about a mile away from your station. I lived there for 27 and a half years.
Fairfax accent.
So, out in the country now.
All right, honey. Well, thank you. We fix it. We're going to try to make sure they don't F up, the radio station signal again, at least on our show. Yeah. You know, do it during the Bill O'Reilly show. There's nobody listening during that time anyway.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I don't want to turn that radio down.
Turn it down, please.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air, but please turn your radio down.
I'm trying.
For the love of Jesus who died on the cross for your sins.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, the show yesterday?
Yeah.
I knew it was a lie.
Hey, and you're what, an hour late telling us this?
Well, I've been on hold for 45 minutes.
But, I mean, you heard other people say that. I mean, it's old news.
No, actually, you've been on hold for 33 minutes.
Okay.
That's another thing we have, other call screening. Not only do we get the numbers, but how long they've been waiting on.
And a lot of people had it figured out, okay?
Yeah. You're a genius.
A lot of people had it figured out.
You're a genius, sir.
Well, it's a little late, but...
What? What was that?
None.
Okay. You waited 33 minutes for that.
Oh, is he gone?
Yeah.
I was going to see if he wanted a job in radio sales.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
You're on the air.
I'm sorry. Is this about the... I saw that guy's 10-share car.
It's exciting.
It was very exciting. I was quite inspired.
Are you kidding? Do you live in the metro area? Did you really see it?
Yes, I was driving home from Baltimore, and I was coming down 301. I saw a car in front of me. It said 10-share. I'm like, who would put 10-share on their car? Now I know.
That's it. Now you know. Lil' J. Stevens.
Yes, it is.
An accomplishment from a radio station approximately 10 years ago.
Very good.
Talk about living in the past.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Living in the past.
Living in the past.
Just call him Jethro. Call him Jethro Tull. He's living in the past. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, fat ass. I was just wondering, why are you chewing up your underwear and spitting them out? You're supposed to put those on.
No, it was, sir, you're taking me literally. I go through underpants because I stain them so badly that I must constantly throw them away.
But you don't put them in your mouth after you stain them.
No, I don't.
Do you consider it a failure when you throw away a pair of underpants? So do you feel any remorse?
No. Not at all.
I do. When I have to throw a pair out because of a rip or a stain or something, I feel very, very... Buzz, I bet you've never thrown any underwear. You just get tired of them,
just
because
they get old, then, you know.
But they're always like...
My wife, will say to me, though, why are you still wearing those underpants? It was like that. But it's not because they're old or tattered.
Right.
It's generally because when I go to bed at night, even though she uses OxyClean and Clorox, there's still, I've got some, you know, it's like an oil stain in your driveway.
Yeah, it just doesn't go away.
It won't go away.
And it almost, in a way, it looks even better when it's fresh.
Hello.
Soaking doesn't help.
Mike, hello.
It's that dead stain where it's tried to be laundered.
And it won't go away.
Yeah.
It's so biological.
It's just there. And it's turned kind of an off yellow.
Right.
You know, it's really not noticeable, I guess, unless, you know, you have the bright bedroom light right by the bed and I'm bending over to pick up a book or something. And you throw those underpants away.
What do you say? You say you have a variety of colors?
No, I stick with all tidy whitey.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll let you know what's happening. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you today?
What?
How are you today?
We're great today. Thank you.
I heard that. I heard it when she said that. I was just waiting for you. You normally answer that question.
I didn't hear
us. Yeah. Sure, maybe we get that guy back here, the audiologist?
I was
going to
say, I'm not going deaf, though.
It was Scott.
He didn't say I was going deaf. He said, I had some hearing loss.
What?
Joe and I are going to the same audiologist, incidentally.
Wow. Joe.
We might go on the same day.
You'd be in good company.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
There you go.
Hello. Yeah, what can we do for you?
I wanted to talk to you about your upcoming surgery on your toes.
Well, I think it's an overstatement to call it a surgery. I'm going in as an ingrown toenail.
A procedure.
They're going to fix tomorrow.
Okay, well, I just wanted to tell you, I had 7 operations on my toes.
Seven?
Seven on my 2 big toes total. And if they do not cut it all the way down to the root, it will keep repeating until it gets that permanent surgery.
No, Buzz is not saying that's true.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
You have a root in your toe?
Yeah, the toenail has a root.
The root of the nail she's talking about.
Oh, brother.
Okay.
Thank you. Honey, listen, I'll report tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll let you know what happens tomorrow.
It'll be fine.
Okay? Mike, here you go. Here's Blind Glenn from Las Vegas.
Well, how are you?
WJFK, home of the Washington Redskins.
Hi, Blind Glenn. How you doing?
Yeah. I have a question for you, Mr. Don.
Yes.
Now, Mike, you might want to take off your headset.
No, I'll keep it on, Glenn.
Okay, okay.
Very good.
When you have your procedure tomorrow, Don.
Yes.
Are you going to smell it?
I love Blind Glenn.
Most likely, probably tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Well, could you bring it in and let Mike see it?
Oh, no, no. Oh, you mean the pus and stuff that comes out?
Yeah. Put it in a Dixie cup.
You know, Glenn, I have to tell you that I'm so glad that my horrible reactions to Don's bodily fluids give you so much pleasure.
Oh, man, I get off on it.
Blind Glenn, I get off on it.
We get into the Dixie cup, have Mike take a look.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Don, Mike, how's it?
We're doing great.
What is it with the last name Stevens and just awful radio?
That's a good point.
Gotcha. I don't know. Synonymous.
Check that family tree.
Synonymous with failure. Mm. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I need to say sorry to Mike.
Why?
I called him a fat ass yesterday.
You don't have to apologize. Look what you gave us.
Yeah, that brought us great joy on the show.
That brought me a tremendous personal amount of joy, and I was able to use it all day.
I felt bad afterwards.
You shouldn't feel bad when we can use it all day long. I relish it. Call me it again, please.
I love you.
Say it. I love you what?
I love you, man.
No, no, dummy. Say, I love you, fat ass.
I can't say it.
Oh yes, you can. You can do it, sir.
Say it.
Say it. Make me
say
happy.
It. It's okay. Say it.
I love you, fat ass.
See, I love it.
There you go.
Bye-bye, fat ass.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's up, buddies?
Hey.
All right. This one's for Buzz.
Okay.
That's somebody.
You're doing a bong.
Some kind of a sound.
Yeah.
You might not have heard that.
Gotcha.
Scuba diving.
He was doing. I could hear the little bubbles in the background.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah.
Turn your radio down there, Spicoli.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Woo. Hey, Buzz, the last batch was cruche.
I guess I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody want to explain the lingo to me?
Cruche.
What does cruche mean, really? I don't know.
Cruche is like the top of the good stuff.
Short for crucial, perhaps?
Yeah, nice. Yes. All right.
Buzz, once again, noodling your way through the drug.
And
through
batch,
the drug lingo.
The batch means a new batch of fruit.
Yeah, no, I understand batch.
Okay.
So it was a crucial batch.
Yes.
Right, see you later.
Love you, fellas.
So much to learn about this culture.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, like you didn't know cruche meant good.
Hello, Don of Mike's show. I would never... Listen, 5 years ago, I smoked pot all the time. I would have never known that cruche meant crucial.
You never used lingo, though.
No.
Yeah.
It said smoke.
Yeah. That's good.
Good smoke.
Smoke.
Hello.
Yeah, I want your toenail from tomorrow's procedure.
I believe they're removing it. If given a chance, I'll bring it in.
Okay, maybe auction it off for charity.
That will smell.
Yeah.
This is good smoke.
Thanks.
All right, see you later.
Make sure you tell your doctor before you have the procedure that you want the leave-ins.
Bye-bye. One more call, and then we got a break, because we got something special coming up. Hi, Don and Mike. Oh, and the sex...
There's a nitwittery. Dabblers in nitwittery. Dabblers in nitwittery. Don and Mike are dabblers in nitwittery. Dabblers in nitwittery.
I like that phrase.
Okay.
This is good. It
puts the lotion in the basket or gets the hose again. Does this whenever it's told.
Lady,
you tell it's a nice sunny spring day?
The lady with the sex toys is here. We'll get to her in just a second.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Hey, it's a lady. Yeah, the lady with the sex toys is here. But she'll be on after the next break.
All right.
Next break, and I promise you we would be an oasis away from the war. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we did a brief segment about French products that are being boycotted. Today, another focus on the war, but not what you would expect.
Hmm. Very good.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take your love and shove it up your big fat ass. You know you're the reason we're true. I've got all the yelling and the fight that we had. It won't be cause of you. Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
I don't know that one.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right. We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
Circumcised and damn proud of it. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, so as far as I can tell, the war is going good.
Yes, so far so good.
We're getting closer to Baghdad.
Mm-hmm.
30
miles now.
There's an update on that in the paper. New offensive towards Baghdad.
Right.
Showdown with Iraq.
Getting some of our POWs back.
Right. War coverage, polls. And then a very interesting article in USA Today about strain of Iraq war showing on Bush.
Hmm.
Those who know him say.
Interesting.
He's said to be burdened, tense, angry at the media, and second-guessers.
Wow.
I'm going somewhere with this, so bear with me for a second.
I had no idea.
Let me read you a couple of quotes out of this article from USA Today. President reads papers first thing in the morning, flipping through them while he's still in the residence.
Mm-hmm.
He knows when heavy bombardments of Baghdad are scheduled, and sometimes turns on TV to see them.
Wow, that would be weird.
You know what I mean? I mean, like, he must get, like, closed circuit stuff, special stuff. He has a special epithet for members of his own staff who worry aloud.
Hmm.
He calls them hand wringers.
Yes.
2 days after combat began, he said acidly, some people were already asking how the unconditional surrender talks were going. Bush believes he was called by God to lead the nation at this time, says Commerce Secretary Don Evans.
Hmm.
That's bad.
People who know Bush well say the burdens of war have taken a toll on him. His wry humor, which generally punctuates his relationships with his aides, has evaporated.
Oh, no.
He's impatient and imperious. He copes with anxiety as he always has. He prays and exercises. Evans says George Bush has a placid acceptance of challenges that comes from his Christian faith.
Hmm.
It's a long article. It basically says he's starting to tatter at the seams.
Yeah, a little frazzled.
Now, we're going to do some eavesdropping.
Oh.
As we go live via hidden microphone to your White House, Washington, D.C. Who knows? There could be a cabinet meeting going on right now. Bam! There could be
Republican Guard.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, bud.
Oh, my God.
I got you here, Republican Guard. Get us a doornail there. Come on now. Okay, come on. Walk across. Fall off the bridge. Fall off the bridge. There you go. Bam, 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 boom.
He's been doing some war games or something.
Man, I'm a king of the world. Yes, sir. Chosen by God. Boom, bam, boom. Another army man, another division come through. Oh, man, bad choice. Don't go through that part of the desert. Don't go through that part.
See, I'll tell you, Buzz, we have the microphone right underneath the desk.
Obviously.
Oh, jumping jack time. 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm the president of the war. 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm the president of the war. 1, 2, 3, okay, back to the game now. Don't knock on my door, I'm busy. All right, the Republican guards over here. Here come our big M1 tanks coming.
Little green soldiers.
Do you think he's playing like with toy soldier army men?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm excited about that.
I wonder when he'll buzz.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I wonder when he'll start praying.
Okay, time to pray.
Well, pray. Look at that.
Please give me strength in this time.
Now it's back to play Army again. Daddy, I'm going to beat Sam. Yes, good. We're having a good time. Woo! Now, doggy, I'm cowboy. Now, I'm the fattest hombre in the whole side of the world.
He says he can be impatient. I wonder if he's going to be impatient with any of his aides or anything.
Tell you right now. I said, don't bang on my door. Don't bang on my door. I need some privacy. It's private time, goddammit.
You think he's going to talk about the hand ringers?
I got to do right now. I don't want to talk to any of them hand ringers.
You're amazing.
I hate those hand ringers. Okay, back to, what am I doing now? Oh, pray time. God give me strength. Okay, back to the war game.
One thing to the other.
Bad hombre coming down. Big stealth bomber. Ooh, ah! Oh, man, this is great. We're going to win the war. History. Hand-wringer 0, George 1.
I've read that exercise relieves stress, and he does that.
I think it's true.
But I wonder if he does anything else to relieve stress.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure he did as a younger man.
Man, I am stressed out right now.
I don't know now.
All right, nobody bother me. Hold on, I gotta get on my special intercom right now. Alice, make sure no calls for the next 10 minutes. No calls for the next 10 minutes. You understand me?
Wonder what he's doing.
There we go. No problem at all. All right.
Oh, no.
Oh! Oh, no.
Now, for all I know, Buzz, he could be drawing a picture.
Yeah, it could be a pencil on a paper, but...
You know what I think I'm going to have to do?
Here
I'm
going
to call him on...
Little George going marching in. We are marching.
I'm going to call him on his cell phone.
I hear rubbing. Good luck.
I've got his cell phone.
He said he didn't want to be disturbed.
I know he didn't, but I got the phone that he's carrying.
What's going on now, right now? Oh, that's him marching to preach before he comes down. I'm the president of the war. George is president. WWW.
See, there's his ring.
Oh, God damn it. I said no calls.
Well, that's his cell phone, though.
It's an interesting bell on his cell phone.
It's like an old cell phone.
It does.
Damn it. All right, I better answer that. Hello.
George.
Yeah, who's this?
Don Geronimo.
I'm busy.
What are you doing?
We're having high-level talks right now about the war situation, making sure that, you know, everything in Operation Iraqi Freedom is going smoothly. And I'm consulting with the Joint Chiefs of the Staff to make sure that everything is in place. How are you, Don?
I'm doing great. Just calling. I was reading a story about you and USA Today about how you're unraveling and wanted to make sure that you're holding yourself together, okay?
I'm very optimistic. It's great to be an American, and I'm very proud of everybody that's participating in everything in my administration. And I know that there are a lot of hand-wringers out there that are going to say that I might be, losing it, but that's just not true. I'm totally in control and totally in charge. And I'm totally embarrassed by the people that I sound like Jim Mora. I'll tell you right now, I'm completely embarrassed and upset. I'll tell you right now, Don, I'm very happy with everything that's going on here, but this is what I call my mid-afternoon quiet time, when I contemplate with prayer and some
I thought you were in the middle of a cabinet meeting.
I heard rubbing.
What I'm doing, I'm about to go into that meeting, Don. This is a preparation time when I have moments of exercise and prayer every afternoon. I basically, we're trying to fight this great evil. And it's a difficult situation. I know you can respond to that and you can respect that. And how did you get my cell phone number?
Well, you gave it to me.
Oh, that's right.
But I will let you get back to work. As always, God bless America.
All right. God bless America, Don, and you're doing a great job. Thank you for your support. And tell that hang-ringing partner of yours he's a pantywaist.
I will.
All right?
He's come around, though. He supports our troops.
I understand, but you just tell him for me. Goodbye, fat ass.
All right. That's cool.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Sounds like he has his
Now, you know what? I hope he doesn't say anything bad about me.
We'll find out.
Intercom. Alice, make sure I don't get no calls no more. I don't, especially from them candy-ass disc jockeys, badasses. I don't want any calls, any members of the media, understand? That's right. Thank you, darling. God bless America. All right, back to me. Back to W.
Papers. I don't care about that. I saw that before. Read that. Been there, done that. All right, where's the plastic army man? Here you are. Okay, Division 1, you're coming over. You're the W Division. You're going to blow up the Saddam Division, history.
we're dying over there. Yes, Sheree, you're going to die.
I got to call him on this.
Yeah.
I got to tell him we got the mic.
And he needs to know that.
Time to do my sit-ups now. Time
he needs to know we're worried about
it. I'm a pretty bird. God damn. Hello.
George.
What? Who's this?
Don Geronimo again.
What?
You're in your office, right?
Yeah, of course I'm in my office. It's where I do most of my good work.
You're playing with your army men right now on your desk, aren't you?
Wait a minute. How did you know that?
George?
What the hell's going on there?
Look underneath your top drawer.
All right, hold on. I got to go to the back room here.
Look underneath the top drawer of your desk. You see?
What is that?
Do you see something that looks like a sticker with a little smiley face on it?
Yeah, it's right there. What is that sticker? That's not supposed to be here.
It's a microphone.
I'll just tell you what, in the Sam Hill, son, you just violated about 16 statutes. you violated about 16 statutes. Are you listening to me while I'm in here playing with my army men?
Yeah, we've been listening to you on the radio.
It's completely uncalled for. Listen. Many people have different ways. I'd just like to go on record as saying, I don't relieve my stress by doing things like that other fella did, if you understand. And if I want to play with my army men, I think it's Don, it would be a value to the country if this was kept between ourselves.
Well, you're on the radio now. You've been on the radio for the last 15 minutes.
Well, I just want to explain to you that what I was doing was just a way of relieving stress, and playing with my army men is something that I've done for a long time, since Daddy and Mama brought them home to me in a big plastic sack, and I played with them, and I still do, and it's just my way of just relieving the tension, and I allow myself a good 10 minutes a day just to do that. And I would really hope, Don, that you and your listening audience would not read more into this than and let me speak into the hidden microphone.
Talk right in.
I just want to say, I hope you do not read more into this than is necessary. I am the President of the United States.
George?
My playing with Army men is not a big deal.
George, yes. Do me a favor. Just put it back, and I'll turn the microphone off.
All right. Where do you put it back in under the door?
Put it back under the door, same place it was.
He's doing it.
All right.
And I'm going to turn...
back under the door, Don.
Well, he can't hear me now. I'm going to turn it off.
Okay. Hello?
I'm turning it off now.
Hello?
Yeah.
So now I turn it off. Now I'm going to turn it back on.
Yeah, you didn't say you wouldn't do that.
That's right.
Let's see what he's doing.
All right.
Oh, no, I'm ruined. He found me playing with my army men.
Oh, he's going to be fine.
I'm a bird.
Yeah. See?
I'm a great evil bird.
He's playing again.
Oh, man, what am I going to do?
I'm going to crank call him now.
No. He's not going to be happy.
Damn. I don't want to answer the phone.
I'm calling myself.
Hello?
Hello, George Bush?
Who's this?
This is Saddam Hussein.
Get out of here. I'm hanging up on you. Goodbye. Bastards.
Well, you didn't believe that.
I have the number to everybody. Knows my cell phone number.
Let me try it one more time. The one that always works?
Yeah.
Everybody likes Aaron Spelling.
Oh, sure. It always works.
Hello, this is W. Bush. This better be goddamn important.
Mr. President.
Who's this?
This is Aaron Spelling.
I'm hanging up on you. God.
It didn't work either.
There's not a time to anybody.
I'm pissed off and I'm angry. I'm totally embarrassed. I'll tell you right now, I better pray about this.
Let's hear him pray.
Oh, God, please do not make sure that this little incident of my army men does not get out to the general public.
I got one more. I know that this one, he'll take this one.
Oh, very good.
I got one more. Hold on.
Hello.
Mr. President?
Who's this?
It's Jeff Foxworthy.
Well, hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Mr. President?
It's great to hear from the finest comedian that's ever walked our shores.
Brilliant.
I tell you right now, you are a seriously funny man. I tell you, my invitation stands. Would you like to come and stay at the Lincoln bedroom with me?
You might be a redneck if you're playing with army men right now.
Oh, man. All right. That's great. This is another one of them prank calls, isn't it?
I swear to God, I'm hanging up on you, too.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to a moment of prayer and exercise.
All right, we got a break anyway.
I'm totally angry right now.
All right, let's just give him a moment. Let's eavesdrop for a second. We got a break because the girl with the sex toys is here.
Oh, God. Please make sure our chief executive is not embarrassed because of that last incident. And make sure that my daddy and mama are both pleased with the way I'm conducting my affairs.
Oh, you know what I forgot, boys?
My army men are simply away.
They can call with their Dennis Bush tapes.
And make sure
maybe he'd think he's actually speaking to one of his girls.
I'll shake him up.
Jumping jack time! Hello!
You know, this girl's been riding on my ass all day long.
Is this Jenna?
And you.
Goodbye.
Oh.
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
Ah, damn it. I'm so angry. I tell you right now, heads are going to roll. Heads are going to roll right now.
I'm turning it off.
I'm totally embarrassed and totally angry. Alice, make sure nobody gets through. And I sure hope I got a receptionist named Alice.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, I didn't force myself onto your women. I simply gave them something that you all wasn't giving them. Like Frank.
Yeah.
You, for instance. Hey, your wife, she loves you, man.
She does?
Yes, she does. She always used to call out your name when I was rocking on top of her.
The Don and Mike Show. Freedom from constipation. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now, don't forget, kids, Friday and Monday, we're broadcasting live from the city that was in city. What forgot? Hope forgot.
The city that care forgot.
Yes,
the Big Easy.
City smells like number one all the time.
The Crescent City,
New Orleans.
It's gonna be nice and hot and sweaty down there.
We're too. Down there for the NCAA Final Four. Those shows on Friday and Monday. Tomorrow on the show, Mr. Skin.
All right.
Also, formerly of your Washington Redskins, formerly of your Philadelphia Eagles, now of your New York Giants, Brian Mitchell.
Good guy.
Also, tomorrow, he's back, Ask Satan on tomorrow's show.
He'd love the studio right now.
And some Highway Love Connection action. But, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at.
Yeah. We're blowing off the Craig Wilson segment today because.
Hey, it's a lady.
The lady here. Her name is Dana. She got a website, slumberpartiesbydana.com, partiesbydana@AOL.com.
We've had people come in here with stuff before, but this lady, Dana, has come in here with more.
Hey, it's a lady.
More, there's more sex crap in here than I've ever seen in my life.
And she's good looking.
Lovely. She's good looking. And, it really wouldn't work if she wasn't, I don't think.
She was piggy.
Yeah. Look at all the, I can't even begin. Do you see how much stuff is on?
Yeah.
There are lotions. There are dildos. There are love masks. There are erotic massage books.
Hey, it's a lady.
There are creams. There's stuff I can't even describe. Candles, everything.
Let's welcome her now. Hi, Dana.
Hi,
Dana.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. How did you get into the sex toy business?
I went to a slumber party a year ago, never heard of the company, and didn't know what to expect, and had so much fun and figured what a great opportunity that I thought I could give it a try myself.
Wow.
Now, for those guys listening right now, pulling over at stoplights,
you should be,
getting into their glove box.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
The celebrity you think you most resemble?
You know, I've been trying to figure that out. I thought like a cross between maybe Sandra Bullock. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of dark-haired girls.
Okay, I think.
Who do you think?
Shannon Doherty, mm-hmm. But you're
Shannon Doherty with a little Linda Carter in there.
You're bigger than her, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
She has kind of that. She has. Oh. Remember years ago when Wonder Woman was really hot, Linda Carter, and had those big boobs.
Yeah, but she's prettier than Linda Carter.
I know.
Yeah.
So that's where the Shannon Doherty thing. But the body, you know, with the big boobs.
A great photo.
Aerobics.
Great photo.
Oh, really?
On the website.
Yeah. Well, I do too.
Happy.
Yeah. Buzz is on the website. Yes. Buzz, what is the photo like on the website? Can you change your screen around?
On the first page, it's just a small face shot, but she's beautiful.
Okay, all right.
Well, the horniest man in America.
There you go. Buzz has found the website, slumberpartiesbydana.com.
Yeah. And she's even expanded because she's got like a row of dildos on Buzz's windowsill over there.
Thank you, Dana.
Slumber Bonnie 2000.
Now, at some point, Charlie, do we have volunteers from the staff to do this?
We need volunteers.
Do we have some volunteers? We have women.
Girls.
Come in.
You're going to enhance their relationships.
My God, I only...
Spice it up, girl.
I pray that some of the work here coming into
I've
this...
I've got Q-tips for them.
Mm. Hey, it's a lady.
What are the Q-tips for, Dana?
Oh, you're going to find out.
Really?
You're going to have to take the...
You have, like, Tupperware parties for ladies? Is that, exactly. Is that what this is?
I go
sit
into
around?
The home, right, and I set up all my wares, and the girls get to touch, taste, sample everything while in the privacy of their own home, and it's a blast.
You're like a sex tinker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
And everything is in stock, so the girls black bag it out that night in little black bags, home to the husbands. I get blank checks. I get credit card numbers over the phone.
Uh-huh.
The men love it.
Now, do you demonstrate the product yourself?
Well, no. I let the girls check it all out. We just pass it and have a great time.
Now, are you married? Do you have a boyfriend?
I'm married. My husband
married.
Is my...
Look at the size of the rock.
Man.
Look at the rock on her finger.
Man. He does. He's my brains behind the operation.
You see the size of that thing?
I see that. Don't show that to Lisa. She has a...
No, so
she Charlie. Just got engaged to Charlie.
Right.
Her ring has been through so much.
Exactly. We have some stuff for the wedding night for them as well.
Compared
and I brought
that.
Them some goodies they're going to be able to take home with them. Okay. All kinds of good things.
Look at all this. So what do you want to start with?
So let's just start off with, we have a wonderful line of lingerie, and I'll be...
Hey, Charlie, don't let Lisa see her ring, because I know how much you paid for your ring.
Come on in.
And your ring, compared to that ring, is... Look up at her ring.
That ring, she came in here, and that ring, in my current situation...
Look at that.
I always look now, Charlie.
Charlie, right, look.
Lisa looked good in this on the wedding night. This is... The seamless fishnet halter body stocking.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that lovely?
I always tell the girls that that's the guy's favorite item. Is that? Would you like that on your...
Can I see, Dom? What is it?
Doofy, Rob?
It has a hole in it.
I know. Can I say... I'm afraid. What words can I say?
You can say crotch.
Crotchless?
Yes.
It's crotchless.
And listen, for these, you can call them tees.
Tees.
And for this, you can say either the V.
Okay, and we have little man in the boat up top.
Or the P, little man in the boat.
Gotcha.
And you can say ass.
All right.
And you can say anal, but you can't say the word sex after it. Just like you can say...
Oh, I see. I can say back door. Is that cool?
You can say back door, but don't say S-E-X after you say that.
Anal ease is just $8.
And you can say... doggy, but you can't say the whole thing.
Right.
I hear you.
You know, if you're going in style.
Right. You can't put those two together.
But you can, as long as you use half of those words, then you're cool on that.
Right.
All right, now.
All right, so we hear Mike is single, right? So we have the twist yourself. Can I say that word?
No. For that, you have to say J-O or bait.
Okay, do-it-yourself J-O kit.
All right.
You can't trust anyone these days, not even yourself.
Okay, there you go. And it's what it is.
Moist towel at the glove and flip it over for the bullseye there.
Oh, yeah, you have the bullseye. Isn't that wonderful? And okay.
Exactly.
All right.
This is a glow-in-the-dark condom. It says on here, warning, things that glow in the dark may appear larger.
All right.
World's smallest condom for that little prick in your life.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm.
Lisa,
you got all the novelties. Now, this one looks a little threadbare here.
This is the lifesaver. I tell the girls, put this in your purse. You never know when you're going to need a lifesaver. Because girls, take it out. Turn it on.
Nice.
Girls, it's a lifesaver.
Wow.
Beltway traffic jams. You know what I'm saying?
Who's going to use that?
Test strength to your nose. Now, she just tests the strength of her nose at the party.
Lisa, do it on the microphone. Put it up to your nose at the microphone.
Put it on there. Can you hear that?
Put it on your nose.
It tickles.
Put it in your mouth.
That's the idea.
My teeth? Yeah.
Hold on.
I brought you your new bowling pin.
That's not Lisa's teeth.
Wow.
Great. See? I've got teeth for you.
What do we have here?
One,
we have a towel.
Bowling towel for you guys, for your bowling team.
Old bowlers never die. They just drop their balls.
Like that.
Alrighty. Very good. Look at, she's just, you know what? Dana, you are the carrot top of sex toys.
Okay, we got notepads.
Go. Hey, you know, naked lady tees, just like Rodney said. Hey, I'm going to keep these. I'm keeping some of this stuff.
One of these,
I like that one.
There is one thing.
Two things so far that I'm keeping. Keeping the glow-in-the-dark condom and the naked lady tee.
Yeah.
There is one thing you've given me that I will absolutely use.
Which one?
The notepads that say, Dear F Face.
You, Mike. Don't you worry.
That is terrific.
This is the beginner's bondage kit. You get the love mask, the leather whip, the wrist restraints,
can I see?
Ankle restraints, four bedpost extensions.
Now, is that for the guy or the girl to wear?
It's whoever.
Either.
Buzz, would you mind putting that on?
Well, yeah, put on what I can.
Is that right?
Yeah, anything you like. Any way I
Buzz,
can help.
Lisa, would you like to bring that over to Buzz?
Yeah.
Or should I come there? You say.
No, come on over here, Buzz.
Come on over, Buzz. This is your cup of tea here.
That's our way of making up yesterday for pulling the April Fool's gag.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
come on over
come
and
on
be
in,
handcuffed.
Buzz.
Come here, Buzz.
Hello.
Look at all this stuff.
Your whip keychain.
Hey, it's a lady.
You're stuck in those traffic jams, and you can feature significant others.
Yeah, there's that bondage theme again.
I have mint for you, Don.
What's that?
The mint. The peppermint peckers. Delicious.
Gotcha.
Delicious. Lisa, I think the guys will stop taking the mints off your desk with the peppermint peckers.
Like, aren't you a fag though if you eat one of these?
Okay, I have.
Yes,
you love it. Those are the cozy cuffs. Those are fur-lined handcuffs.
You had these a while, Dana?
A little stale.
It's been
yum.
They have little faces on them.
Yum. This is the after sex towel. You know how you're always looking for something?
Yes, of course.
Get that wet spot up.
Yes, Dana.
I have the pacifiers for you. I'll let you describe
them. I don't think I need those.
Hold on, let me take a call here. Hello, where am I going here? Don and Mike, hello.
Hello?
Yes?
Hold on. Let me take this call first.
I hear a recognizable voice in the background.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello? Sarah? I'm trying to get Sarah from Philadelphia.
Sarah, are you there?
Oh, hold on. Now I know why she didn't hear us. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I wanted to ask her, does she do demonstrations? Like, does she have, like, a thing? Because I had sex demonstrations before. You know, where the lady comes in, she's got different lotions, vibrators, stuff like that. Does she do?
That's it.
What exactly are you looking for?
What are you looking for?
No. I'm not looking for anything.
I'll be in Philly tomorrow night, and I'll be there Friday night as well. Right. I drive to Philly. I was in Long Island last week. I go all over. I go to 7 states.
Where are you going to be in Philly?
I can't tell you. These are private parties.
Oh, hold on. We'll give you her number, okay?
Yeah, you can email me.
Right. Do you get naked at your private parties?
No, I don't.
Do you get into lingerie at your private parties?
No, I let the girls model it. They get 10% off if they model it. That's always fun to spice it up.
So you don't get naked at all?
No, when you're doing these radio tours, you don't? No, I do not get naked. I'm sorry. Glow-in-the-dark erotic dice.
What a drag.
I know, what a drag.
You came in, we were really hoping you were going to get naked.
You did. Yeah.
And now we just got Buzz
handcuffed. All right,
Buzz,
handcuffed, and we have some, should we have him try something? Do you want to try some whipped cream, Buzz?
Sure. We have Buzz has
caramel. We have top it off in caramel.
Buzz has handcuffs on. He's blindfolded.
Try a little bit of that. Taste that. That's caramel.
These are the most comfortable handcuffs I've ever worn. Mm-mm.
Those are cozy cuffs.
And now she's putting whipped cream on Buzz's hands.
There's the vanilla.
What's the point of that?
Lick it off a little bit, Buzz. Yeah, tell you like that. Is that good? Sugar-free. Is that going to cause any problems down south for the girls?
And what's the other thing?
To the right, I think we got some vanilla.
Okay.
So it's hypoallergenic.
We're now watching Buzz handcuffed and blindfolded, licking his own hands.
Mm, wow. Buzz,
what's the tongue joy thing? What is that right now?
Tongue joy, that's the world's only oral, vibrator?
Yeah.
So small, feels so good. What you do is you get three little rings and you can put it right on your tongue. And you get this little T-bar, and it comes with these little hearing aid batteries, and it turns your man into a human vibrator on the tongue. I mean,
all right, Mike's taking that one home.
Sorry.
Is that awesome? All right, check out the complete manual of sexual positions, 170 positions.
I see that.
Let me tell the ladies, there is a section on there, and I'm not allowed to say the G area. The G area is in that book. He can find it. The great spot. He can find it. You can find it.
Groin?
It's a medical thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Oh, the G spot? You can say the G spot.
You can say G spot?
Sure, you can say G spot.
Well, 2 to 3 inches located in ladies. It's time to find your G spot, and we can have G spot organ.
Let me just say, we started the segment out expecting to see this hot girl, this hot woman, naked, and all we got is Buzz with dessert topping on his wrist.
I know. I thought we were going to have girls in here modeling.
I know. Now, we're going to have some girls try some cream.
But at least no, not the salespeople. I thought we were going to have, like, pros coming in here and modeling.
What salespeople are going to come in here and like, use the dildos?
Oh, Madonna? Call Colette.
Call Colette? She at the front desk?
Yeah.
She really coming in to do this? You mean Colette's going to come in and pull down her pants and put a dildo?
Reach the WJFK business office, which is present.
No, it's after 5:30, Don.
It's 5:40.
Dip your finger in there.
All right.
And Lisa, make a tight fist. Now, Don, dip your finger in.
Okay. No, I'm pretty.
Rob, make a tight fist. Now, wait, don't do anything yet.
No.
I'm not doing this with Rob.
I'll do it with you.
Okay.
Take a dry finger first. Now, insert a dry finger first into my tight fist.
It can be done.
Yes, we all have knives like that, right?
Yeah. Okay, so now what we're doing is we're trying to put our fingers into...
butter up. Give me that butter up and...
Yeah, oh, well. Oh, I see.
Oh, my God.
I see.
Rub it in. Taste that. That's cherry. Edible.
My finger went very easily into your fist. I see what you were.
Fabulous for the back door area. Comes in peaches and cream or wild cherry. Isn't that delicious? Taste it.
Just say that. That's where food
comes
from.
Cherry. Isn't that good? No sugar. No problems down there. Hello. We can do a whole full body massage on that.
Can I just tell you something,
Phelps? I see under interest, you've written... Debit?
No, that's the butt. The butt. Yeah. And also, I like tennis.
You know, as far as anal goes, and what you just had me do there.
Yes, that would be...
Are you aware that that's where food comes out?
I know.
You know,
some people enjoy it. You know why? Because the prostate gland is back there.
But can I explain to you?
Yeah.
What did you have for lunch today?
What did I have for lunch? Pizza.
Okay, so you had a piece of pizza.
Right.
And you eat it, and your stomach... The acids in your stomach break it down.
I know.
And
I love it when you get clinical.
Who knows, a couple of hours from now, you're going to sit on the toilet and you're going to push one out.
Right.
And
but that's okay.
Think about that.
Then you can take a little spray from the shower head, clean it all out.
But
that's
honey,
what bidets are for.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
It's where food comes out.
Don, you know, you can give that lecture to many people, but you're never going to... You're never going to win the world over. It's a noble cause, but unfortunately...
And why are the men always asking for it?
People are always going to...
I am not asking.
Oh, you're not.
I am against that.
Well, I have a little bit of a product for you.
Anal ease. I'll tell you this.
Anal ease.
It whitens my teeth. Like, no other product.
Great for paper sports, cold sores, fever blisters, teething pain, braces pain, bug bites, bee stings, jellyfish...
Teething pain. I'm not putting that on my kid. My God.
I think that label comes right off.
I hope so.
All right. What you are is a huckster, a modern... Huckster. And it's all right because you have dirty stuff here.
Yeah.
We're going to break good dirty stuff. We're going to break it when we come back. Now, I will be amazed to see if there are any women on our staff.
Bring them out. I have the cream.
We're actually going to do this. We should have got like the girls from
touchtoomuch.com. That's what you said.
It's amazingentertainment.com. I'll give a call and see if any girls are close by.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, like in the next 9 minutes during commercials.
We need
really,
a beer.
I've got Lisa, to... really, who are the girls who have agreed to come in? Have any women agreed?
John.
No? John. Well, now, hold on a second. I'm not going to lose it. But we knew that Dana was coming in.
Right.
And it was explained to me that we would have some girls...
Demonstrating.
...to try the toys.
That's what I heard. No, she's gone.
Wow, this sucks.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed. You know, I mean, it's all, Dana, no offense. I mean, you're a lovely woman and you have all these nice things.
We
were just,
time
you know.
On you guys. I have time in a bottle here. It's prolonging cream.
Oh, dear.
No.
All right. No. We just thought there were going to be, like, women demonstrating, you know. That's the bottom line, you know. I mean, that's what are you doing, Rob?
Yeah, it's like, we've lost the wood now.
Oh, I get it. I have some nude playing cards here.
I'll
how
take
about
a look
that?
At those. Yeah, that'll help a little bit.
Nude playing cards.
Solitaire.
This is what we've been reduced to now.
A scream or some nympho's not aggro on right now, and she's getting in the mood for you.
My lips are numb.
She's got her will.
What did you put on your lips, Buzz?
I don't know. Just 7 or 8 creams. I don't know.
Yeah, Buzz, we got to try some sensations on you. That's our motion lotion.
Okay.
You rub it, it goes warm. You blow it goes hot, and then you lick it off.
Here's the only way you're going to come back for a second segment, and I'll give you another plug. Slumberpartiesbydana.com, partiesbydana@AOL.com. If any girls listening to the show right now happen to be driving by the station
and would like to try, you have a variety of devices. What is that? What did you say, Dana?
The Rabbit Pearl, the legendary Rabbit Pearl.
If you would like to come by and try the Rabbit Pearl.
These are dildos.
We could get a gentleman, too, for the super spread.
I'm not sure I want to see that.
I'll give you either tickets for Chicago or Lollapalooza or your choice of shows at Wolf Trap this summer.
There
okay?
You go.
But that's only if a girl shows up during the next commercial break.
Come on,
break.
Girls. Amen. Don't lose on me. We have lots of good stuff
so
for you.
So if a girl doesn't show up during the next commercial break, it's been nice having you on the show, Dana.
It would be wonderful. And it's not your fault. Remember, it's not your fault.
I understand.
Anyway, slumberpartiesbydana.com.
Mm-hmm. Look at all this stuff.
You know, you could guarantee yourself another segment.
All right.
If you just take... Like your shirt off.
What is this, New Orleans or something?
Yeah, well, I mean, have you ever been at a slumber party and taken your shirt off, ever?
None of the girls never asked me. We don't allow men.
Oh, the girls don't? Yeah. You don't allow men?
Right, there's
They don't allow men!
They don't allow men!
So we're sitting there, this is something girls that's done in a broad crowd.
I'm trying to show you the super stretch here.
You know what? Whenever you go over to the other side, whenever you start getting involved with the enemy.
No, I've got... You know how girls have a pocket rocket?
Right.
I have a pocket kitty for you guys. And think of the other word for kitty.
I know. Pocket.
Yeah, well, I've got the... Mm-hmm.
You're very nice. And you know, maybe a woman's going to come by and try something.
All right, girls.
And if
do
not,
not let me
wonderful
down.
Wonderful having you on the...
I've got lotions and creams. I have a love swing here to give away.
And yet, she keeps peddling.
Yeah. And you know, she is. She's
we gotta
she's got her eyes
up.
On the prize.
No peddlers allowed.
No peddlers. This love
either way, we'll give away the GD swing.
All right.
Did you see the sign out in front that said no solicitations?
No, I did not.
Listen, if some girls show up, we'll bring you back for another segment.
And you know what? Will you throw in the love swing with the Chicago tickets?
Yes, or the Lollapalooza tickets.
Very good. Because, you know, the type of person that would come by and try these things would probably want the love swing.
Right.
Can you... I was going to ask you to describe the love swing. It's just what it is. It's like a swing for sex.
A lot of talk about it.
Yeah, you know what? Here's what I think we should do. You should take
your
bags.
It'll be great for your foot surgery tomorrow.
Right now, you should take your bags.
Yes.
Go out to the lobby
and
wait and see if a girl shows up. So we find out if you'll be
no
joining
problem
us in the next segment.
I'll get them right off the road. Okay, I'll stand on the curb.
Right, slumber parties.
You know what? The way you look,
com.
If you stood out there, we'd probably get somebody in here in 5 minutes.
I am going to wave someone down.
There you go.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
No, I think you're...
I'm going to wave the love swing off.
I think you're the best peddler we've ever had in here.
Come on. Get your
Donna, it's going to take care of the whole commercial break to get her stuff all collected.
Get your beautiful carny ass out of here. unless we get some girls to show up.
Very good.
Because we were both told that there would be girls here to use the product.
Let me explain. This happens to us all the time. They'll tell Don something and it's not really happening. We call it the L factor. There you go. It happens all the time. We've entered the L zone.
Okay, we will. We'll be right back. Maybe we'll be back with Dana in our next break.
It'd be wonderful.
If not,
girls,
we got
whatever.
We got a good Craig Wilson. We've got time for.
Amen.
So either way, we're covered. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You all need to listen to your ladies. You need to say to her, "Baby, what is it that you want?" Or, "Do you want to do it in the butt?" No? Okay, well, let's move on to something else.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
More fun than putting your hand in a bag of bees. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, there was some miscommunication. That's the motto for the Don and Mike Show. Some miscommunication that... Way back, I talked with Charles, and he said, "Well, I asked you when we booked her if you wanted, like, girls from the audience. And you said no." And that's right. I didn't want... At the time, you know, say, "Hey, girls from the audience, come on down."
Right.
And then somehow one of them said, "Oh, we'll get, you know, Lisa or Charlie," and said, "We'll get women from the office."
Right.
And I didn't even think about it. I went, fine, great. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't until we got on the air.
We realized there weren't going to be any women in it.
No volunteers.
No, no one was going to try the love toys, and that's kind of...
Because they're dildos.
That's kind of what we wanted.
And, you know, bless her heart, the peddler.
She's very happy. She said she was happy with her time on the show. She completely understands.
She was outside on the corner.
She walked right up to a car right in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And, man, we got, you know, I hadn't seen her stand up. She was sitting down. My goodness.
Yeah. Right, you know, she could have bought herself another segment by taking off that shirt.
She was happy with what she got.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, she was there with the sex toys, and now she's gone. And I wrote, and it's too bad because I wrote her a note.
Oh, on the notepad she gave
us. On the notepad she gave us. Mike, you want to read that to everybody?
All right.
It's okay to read it on the air.
Stop peddling your S, bitch. And P.S. Nice Band-Aid on your index finger. Yes, that, and you mean that only in a loving way.
Yeah. Of course.
Right. There you go. And that's on the notepads that you got.
Yes, she gave me some notepads. They wrote, stop peddling your S.
So it came in handy.
Bitch. And then it says D, period.
And you mean that lovingly because she was very nice. And we're very happy with her.
P.S. Nice Band-Aid on your index.
Well, that personal touch.
I got you.
So here we are with all the... And, you know, her stuff's all still in here.
Well, she's going to have to come in now. It'll be awkward.
Yeah.
She'll have to come in at some point.
Well, she'll come in the next break, and we'll get out of here.
Hey, why don't we just get Joe to move it all out right now?
Oh. She probably won't like Joe handling her stuff.
Yeah.
T.S. Joe.
Joe could probably move it, like, to another room.
Thank you, pal.
Hey, how you doing, moving man?
Good.
Come on in. Move all of her junk out of here.
Oh, great.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Jill's not just a name. It's an idea.
That's the kind of winning attitude we have around here.
Amen, brother.
But we do have the love swing to give away.
We do.
We can just give that to a random caller, I guess.
It's a great prize.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Rob.
Hey, Rob, you want this love swing?
Yeah, sure do.
She said we could give it away, right?
Okay, yeah, I think so.
I'm just laughing at Joe. Joe's having a Joe day today. Joe is having a Joe day. It's cracking me up. Look at Joe in here.
Hey, Joe.
Is this the kind of guy you want to handle your delicates?
So many things.
Joe's just looking at the dildos.
Nothing to put them in.
Kind of stacking.
This is a mess, though.
Kind of
really rocked on now.
Yeah, stacking them up. Well, listen, Rob.
It's been a hot day, so he's got his shorts so we can see his Rolling Stones tongue.
Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, you've won the love swing.
Cool.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks.
Hold on a second.
Joe, you probably just move that out to another room, and she'll probably put it in her suitcases the way she wants.
It's like a shopping cart.
just picked up the suitcase and dumped everything out.
Oh, God, Joe.
Slumber parties by Dana.
Stuff falling all over the place. Sloppy Slow Joe.
Slumber parties by DanaLux.com.
Jesus Christ, Joe. Watch what you're doing.
He's doing the best he can.
He is.
And Mike... Listen, I just want to say on behalf of the entire Star family.
Star?
That I'm sad today.
Really?
Name that star who's died. Name that. I bet you can't name that star.
I will need a hint if you're asking me to pull it out of thin air, because I have. Can I get one hint? Usually you give me one hint, and I've been very good when you give me one hint. And it's a good hint, not like a hint for the secret sound.
The person's name is Star. Name that star.
Not Ringo Starr.
No, I'll give you one more guess.
All right.
I'm sad.
Bart?
No. Edwin. War! Good God!
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Say it again. War!
Does that count?
Yes.
Like if it was in the trifecta, would that count?
I believe it will start a trifecta of stars from the late 60s, early 70s who had one or two hits.
Very good.
Perfect. Right? He's dead, right?
Perfect. Yes,
heart attack.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. There you go. So, and you also had a song you would remember. It's called Happy Radio.
Happy Radio?
H-A-P-P-Y Radio.
You played that at some radio station you worked at?
Yep, and I also played Agent
Double O Soul.
Agent Double O Soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By Edwin Starr. It still smells of Dana in here, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, yes. And all her lovely toys.
Joe's still moving all of her junk out of here. That's hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
I wanted to ask you guys a question. It kind of goes along with the theme of your previous guest.
Yeah.
I've been with my girlfriend for 6 months, and our sex life is great. However, she doesn't like oral either way. And she told me this up front when we started dating. And I thought,
her!
What's that?
Drop her like third period French.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Thank you. I'm glad I could help you.
You know, you get right to the point. You're not like some of those other experts that, construct an elaborate ruse. You get right to the point.
I mean, you don't, she doesn't like you giving it, and she didn't like to give it to you. Goodbye.
Yeah. Rob would have, of course, some different advice, wouldn't you, Rob?
Oh, kill her.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding, of course. I just want to say that I'm surprised the AP didn't mention, didn't he do 25 miles?
He sure did.
And
that was another big
deal. Make the AP there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
I got to walk on 25 miles from home. Hello, Don and Mike, yeah.
Don, why are you such a jerk?
Yeah.
What, Ron?
I said, yeah, why are you such a jerk?
Why am I such a jerk?
Why are you laying up on people?
Because it's entertaining, sir.
Who am I? Who have I been jerky to today?
But it's not really that funny.
Who have I been jerky to today? And I'm planning on being jerky to you, but
I'm ignoring this, man, because I'm watching Joe with the pocket.
Bambi. Who do you call him, Bambi?
Pardon me?
What?
Who do you call him, Bambi?
Nobody.
Well, nobody said Bambi, but
Bambi.
Does it irritate you, Bambi?
No, you guys are great, honestly. You make my day. Listen,
hey, Bambi. What's the matter, Bambi, little Doe Bambi?
I drive on the Garden State every day, cracking up. You guys are funny. Okay, you are kind of hard on people.
Okay,
though.
Bambi.
Sybil, right, call it.
Okay, little deer in the headlights, Bambi.
He likes the show, though.
Yeah.
Bambi, fat ass.
Hello. Like show. Hello. Hello. Are ye there?
Speak to us.
All right, I'll try one more. Then we're going to go to Craig Wilson. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Just wanted to point out that Ringo Starr's first wife just passed away the other day.
S word.
The S word.
Oops. And for Buzz.
Yes.
I'm wondering, you got closed out yesterday on the April Fool's joke. And on top of that, you did not receive a save the date card, and I'm just wondering.
Yeah, we're all wondering.
Coincidence?
I
don't think so.
I don't think so.
Exactly.
All right.
My sincerest apology.
Really? It's okay, sir.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know why you like Sacramento Kings. Because you whine just like they do when they lose. Or it doesn't go their way.
I'm curious why people are. Are people lashing out at you because we didn't have people using the sex toys?
I don't know, but all I know is I'm getting into another spirited debate that I'm sure I'm going to lose because right. I can tell already that there's a real big brain on the other end of this line.
Mm-hmm. Lakers,
man,
baby.
And you know how you whine when you lose.
Man, am I reeling right now? Can I just say game, set, match?
Let me try something here. Why so angry, Bambi?
Hey, I don't know, fat boy.
Hey, Bambi. See, you got him, too. Bambi makes people mad. I like that.
Yeah.
You got a problem, Bambi?
No, I'm just telling you. He whines just like the Sacramento Kings do.
Yeah, why are your Joe eyes so wide, Bambi?
Oh, I'm just telling you.
What do you have against... Take me out of it. What do you have against the Sacramento Kings?
No, I'm just telling you.
Are you calling from Sacramento?
Are you?
Sir, I'm not.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, D.C. I'm a Marylander.
I did not know that the Sacramento Kings were whiners. I thought that they had, like, the second-best record in the league.
Yeah, but they lose every year to the Lakers, because Lakers don't whine when they win.
What's your team, sir?
Well, I'll say this. If you're comparing me to the Sacramento Kings, I'll take it. Because you know what you are, jackass? You're the Cleveland Cavaliers. Have a nice time with LeBron James.
Good day.
Good
comeback.
It was.
Wow. I'll see you in June when we're winning again.
We who?
Who we? You and the Lakers?
We.
We who?
And then I'm going to hear you whine again.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, I think he's talking about the Lakers.
I'm talking about the Lakers. Going
all right. Well, then challenged friend.
You're with the Lakers?
Yes, I am.
No, we had no idea.
Really?
What's the matter, Bambi?
What do you do for the Lakers?
I make sure Mike's wife's there servicing them.
Ooh, that's a put-down, Bambi.
Mike's not married anymore.
Well, I know he isn't, because she's traveling with the Lakers.
Bambi.
See, this next.
Hey, Bambi.
Man, you know, we've had some guys trying to bust our balls the last couple of days.
Bambi's pretty good, you know.
You might be the funniest... / dumbest one we've had.
I am finding him a delight, a pure delight. Aren't you a pure delight? Aren't you a pure delight, Bambi?
I sure am. Thank you. Alcoholic.
Bambi.
One alcoholic, one kidney. Coming right up.
You seem to listen to the show quite a bit, Bambi.
18 years, baby.
So you listened for 18 years. Why are you calling up to give us a hard time?
I'm just calling up to give your Sacramento Kings a hard time.
Your Sacramento Kings.
I believe I said earlier in the show that I'm a fan of the Sacramento
Kings. Ah, that. Now we've gotten to the heart of it. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Well, if you're from Maryland, why are you a Lakers fan? How come you don't root for the Wizards?
I'll tell you what.
Hey, Poland. The guy's an idiot.
Because I'll tell you.
Idiot? I think somebody would be an idiot if I say an idiot instead of an idiot.
And I'll tell you why I root for the Sacramento Kings, because the good people of Sacramento have delivered number one ratings to our show, and our radio station is the King's radio station.
Why don't you? But you're a Wizards fan.
No, I'm not a Wizards fan.
You're from D.C.
I have never set foot in the MCI Center. I vowed.
I have not either. I will not. The guy is the idiot that owns the team.
Doesn't it make you all feel queasy when you find common ground with this guy?
But I love you guys. So.
No, you don't. If you really... Now, let me tell you, seriously, if you really loved us, you wouldn't be so mad.
Yeah, sometimes I gotta fight the show up.
What's that?
I spice the show up sometimes.
No, you don't. We don't do a good enough job of that.
You don't spice the show up. You mention my wife. You call me an alcoholic.
You mention the fact that I have one kidney.
You don't spice the show up. You do it for your own personal gratification, and it's so...
I guarantee you, someone is going to enjoy the show because of me.
No, I think what you might be confusing that with is the sound you're hearing are people laughing at
you.
Well, they can.
Well, what do you look like?
I look like Opie Taylor.
Are you emailing you from the Andy of Mayberry show?
Pretty much.
You mean you're bald?
Yes, I am, actually. I'm going bald.
And you're kind of reddish hair?
Yep, there you go.
Got it. Big and
stringy. And
I look like the coach from Tampa Bay, really, John Gruden.
Well, now hold on.
Now hold on.
There's about 50 miles between Ron Howard and John Gruden, so you got to pick one side of the road.
Well, I was doing Opie as a kid.
So you look like Opie as a kid.
I bet you were.
I never said Ron Howard. I said Opie Taylor.
Let me just say that you are the second brilliant Opie that I've ever met in my life. You are the second brilliant Opie.
I'm driving the church as we speak.
He's a radiophile. Give him credit. He is a radiophile. He knows radio. He doesn't know a lot else, but he knows radio.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. He was great.
No, thank you.
Bye, Bambi.
John and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Love you guys.
Thanks.
I wanted to second the notion or the motion of the guy dumping his girlfriend. Because he will come to regret it.
Yeah, amen. Right.
Just cut her loose.
She won't give. She won't receive. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Women are like trains. You miss one, the next one's 10 minutes away.
Okay.
Don and Mike, hello. Don't worry, Mike. Don't worry. You're at the train station, pal. Choo-choo. You got the rubbers.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
The glow-in-the-dark rubbers.
Hello.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys rock, man.
Thanks.
First time caller, I have two questions for you.
Yes, sir.
I missed the very end of the show yesterday. What happened with Charlie?
I wish I could tell you, but that's why you got to listen to the whole show. What else can we do for you?
Second question is, when are you going back up to Intercourse again to do a show?
We did it like 5 years ago, right?
Intercourse, yeah. I believe Valentine's Day, we had couples having intercourse.
That was a one-timer.
Okay. Rob's up there usually every other weekend, though.
I got family.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Rob gets up there, puts on the fake beard, and gets in the buggy.
Bye-bye. Well, now we don't have time for the Craig Wilson anyway. Because I want to try to give Buzz, the new segment.
Amen.
This was the one last call, though. Don and Mike, hello? Hello?
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, my kid's back there on a tour of D.C., and I know how you love to have the tours come through the radio station. And I was hoping you wouldn't be too rude to him. And if Rob would do me a favor.
Well, see, now this doesn't jive up with what they would. See, on the screen it says, son is here on school trip.
Exactly.
But he's not coming to our radio station.
Well, if they, you know, I don't know from day to day whether they're going to be there or not.
Now, Bambi, he's not coming to the radio station.
Well, I wanted Rob to do me a favor if he shows up.
What's that fat ass, Bambi?
Love to do any favor for you, Ab.
Make him feel at home and drop an F-bomb on him.
Okay. All right.
You know,
okay.
All right.
So that was,
no,
there was the comedy premise.
My bad.
There was the comedy premise. Well, let's fit in with that entire segment.
Yeah.
Badass. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Lead story has to be no girls for the sex toys.
Well,
no?
That's strong, but
okay.
No.
All right.
Today, Italian gays would like a word with the Pope.
All right, get my music up. I'm ready.
Stay tuned for news and comments on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very, professional, Bambi.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
More precious than all the spices you could ever trade. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Everybody's news now. Buzz News Show brought to you by Theramax. Sexual pleasure and performance enhancer.
Whoa!
Doctors develop.
Someone calls for a doctor.
Clinically tested. It works. Veramax available at Rite Aid. KFC and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax 1-888 try VMAX. One thing I wanted to mention before the news we didn't get to today was the recap of 24.
Yes.
Another great episode last night.
Mm-hmm. I fell asleep.
No complaints.
Wow.
I really did. I fell asleep. That's the whole thing with the aging thing. What happened?
A lot. Jack had to get the daughter who had her ear cut, had to trade her.
The guy in the store cut her ear?
No. That's Jack's daughter. Jack, the woman that Jack had to trade to get to the truth about the tapes.
Right, the guy that planted the tape.
Right.
That's when I fell asleep when he was driving in the car with the lady the guy demanded.
That the lady is the
sister.
The sister is the one that had her ear cut originally.
Right.
So he went to trade her.
Yeah, what happened?
To the last guy, the seventh guy with the cobra.
Oh, that's who that was. Yeah.
That's who it is.
Oh, okay.
So, the guy from Pakistani or whatever country it is, the guy that was at CTU saying, well, you don't tell me anything was happening in my country. How can I trust you?
Oh, that's the guy that Jack pulled over and pointed against him. Why are you following me?
Right. Well, they put a tracking device on the guy with the guy with the tattoo.
The seventh
tattoo.
It's hard to explain.
It is very.
I'm real sorry.
They put a tracking device on his car so they could follow Kate Warner. That's her name.
So he dumped the girl with this evil guy.
Right.
And Jack Bauer managed to put a tracking device on his car?
The Pakistani guy or whatever that country is, he did.
He ended up riding along with Jack Bauer and the woman?
He followed them.
He followed them and it was okay that he followed them. And he was the guy that put the tracking device on the evil Cobra Man's car.
Correct.
And is that how it ended?
And there's also something fishy going on with the girl with the moon pie face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
she's having a battle with the other lady that's come in to CTU.
And the only thing that I have complaint-wise,
mm-hmm.
stop putting Jack's daughter in these unbelievable situations.
Yeah. Where, you know what? That might have been why I kind of like fell asleep, too.
You know, the mountain lion thing a couple of weeks ago. Okay.
All men are evil that cross her path.
Yeah. Then she goes, you know. Well, the mountain lion came after she went down in the bomb shelter.
No, before. The mountain lion was before.
The mountain lion, then it was down in the bomb shelter with the crazy guy.
Who faked the nuclear explosion because he wanted to have sex with her.
Then she goes out and hitchhikes. She ends up at a payphone in front of a convenience store. Mm-hmm.
And she goes into the convenience store that's being robbed.
And as it turns out, the guy who was, the guy didn't really mean to rob the convenience store.
Really, no.
Well, he shot the guy by accident, and then the guy died, and she tried to bring the guy back to life.
Yeah. Anyway, stop doing that. And you missed the very last scene. Alicia Cuthbert, who plays Jack Bauer's daughter, she went totally bottomless.
Yeah. It was great.
You missed that.
Oh, God.
That's part of the show.
Yeah, it'll be on again.
I can't believe it. She took her pants off and her panties?
And she started using one of the sex toys.
Oh.
Oh, God, I miss all the good stuff on TV.
Anyway, love 24.
Because it's that special rule, the last segment of 24, because it's on so late,
right.
They can go bottomless.
What am I forgetting? Richard? What am I forgetting? Richard?
Hey, Richard? Don.
Yeah.
Don, at the very end, remember the cake got in the back of the captain's trunk? Mm-hmm. And somebody started firing on him.
Oh, yeah. Right. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, that's you're right. That was the very end.
Snipers.
That the guy started shooting at Jack and at the guy that was helping him and the guy with the tattoo.
And we don't know who's shooting at them.
No.
But I think it was Alicia Cuthbert's front.
Oh, like the femdot.
Yeah. Exactly.
What is Alicia Cuthbert's name on the show?
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. Question.
See?
Don't
you're all just looking at her breasts.
Yes, judge. Anyway, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the Vatican started it, the latest tension between gays and Catholicism. The Vatican's just come out with a new glossary of sexual terms. It says homosexuals are not normal and that countries allowing gay marriages are made up of people with, quote, profoundly disordered minds. The glossary, prepared by the Vatican's Pontifical Council for the Family, went on sale Monday. The part about homosexuality says the orientation stems from, quote, an unresolved psychological conflict.
Oh, man.
The church has always been anti-gay, but gay rights groups in Italy and elsewhere say the tone's gotten more severe. They say the Vatican's obsessed with...
Buzz, hold on. Hey, we've got him right. We've got him right.
He's here?
Yeah, he's here.
Now?
Your Holiness.
Hey, dudes.
Well, what is the deal? I always think of you as like a liberal guy.
God hates fags.
Oh, no. I mean, that's just so backwards. Why aren't you embracing all
that's
people?
That's the point. Don't be backwards when you're having sex.
Oh, you really don't believe in that, do you?
Oh, and I also don't believe that one man should suck another man's D.
You don't believe you've actually put that in this...
And in the glossary.
I'm anti-fag.
Okay. Well, you know, you're going to alienate a lot of people, Your Holiness. This time.
They're going to hell anyway.
Well, we're not.
That's why God invented the AIDS.
You're not going to, Paul, Your Holiness, you can't mean that possibly. There's no way you mean that. Let's get on to more important things. The Final Four. I know you're very excited about it, aren't you?
Put him on that.
Did you see Jack Bauer's daughter? last night.
She was
wow.
Yeah, she really was.
What a bush.
Pretty yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. What a bush.
I know you like that show. You really do.
And you're asking about the Final Four?
Yes, Final Four.
Syracuse.
Syracuse is going to win.
The Orange Man.
Really?
Same color as my underpants.
I always thought you were a Marquette guy, Your Holiness. No?
F Marquette.
Marquette. Wow.
I've heard one of their players is gay.
Oh, really? And you don't like that?
No, I hate gay.
I have no idea. Well, that's where it
comes from. All Catholics listen to me. The Pope.
You're the Tom.
Hate gays.
Wow.
I do love that show with Kiefer Sutherland.
Sure.
24. You know, XXIV. I use Roman numerals.
Yeah.
It's not only the Super Bowl.
You can do them right in your head, can't you?
Sure
can.
Fantastic.
XX minus X equals X.
Gay rights.
Very clever.
B times V equals XXV.
Correct.
There you go.
God hates fags. I'm outie.
Oh, man. Bye, Your Holiness. Thanks for visiting.
Peace in the middies.
Take care of yourself. Hope so.
Yeah. Gay rights groups in Italy and elsewhere say the Vatican's obsessed with this new anti-gay crusade that includes hatred, homophobia, gay bashing, and lies. Quoting one gay leader, the Vatican has gone from invective to insults.
Well, I think we covered that, Buzz.
Everybody's
dumb faggot. Oh, hi, Buzz.
Oh, there he's still here. I thought you'd left.
Me too.
Everybody's getting into the reality TV game, even guys who don't need the money, like Donald Trump. He's just cut a deal with NBC and Survivor producer Mark Burnett for a series that puts 20 business tycoons in a contest to win a six-figure salary from the Donald.
It's called Comb Over.
No, it's called The Apprentice. And it would pull people from all walks of life, from NBAs to homeless guys. Each would face challenges, including grillings from the T-Man. And Mr. Trump gets to fire a contestant every week. So it'll be fun for him.
He's such a perfect ass.
Listen, believe it. Yeah. This part about them buying up the reality shows. I told you my radio star idea has been bought by one of the four major networks.
And it's your ticket into that room.
Mm-hmm. And I got another idea. And Mike, Please be honest.
I love it.
I told you the idea yesterday.
I do love it.
For another reality show.
It is kick-ass.
That I've given to our agent, and he's actually pitching it to the networks right now.
That will work. And you know what? The only question I would have?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to say anything. I'll give it away if I ask you the question.
All right, don't then.
Okay.
Ask me during the break.
I will.
Because it's a killer idea.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's a killer idea.
We'll watch for it.
It's cruel. Let me just say this. The idea that I have, it's cruel.
That's important.
Yet kind.
Yes, it is. Huh.
Cruel. That's yet
perfect.
Kind.
It says, and the theme song will be done by Nick Lowe.
Cruel to be kind. Right.
Over at the WB, meanwhile, they're putting together a reality game show called Who Wants to Be a Superhero? In this one, people compete with their ideas for new and original superheroes, judged by a panel who have, at some point, portrayed a superhero in movies or on television. The idea comes from the makers of Meet My Folks and comic pioneer Stan Lee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, going to the well one too many times, and you even react like that as you wear that shirt.
My Spider-Man shirt, Mike. Of course, Stan Lee, a great Japanese American.
There you go. Yeah. Oh. You got Japanese characters on your shirt.
Stan Lee. Invented Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, fantastic.
Iron Man, Fantastic Four.
And Incredible Hulk. Incredible hole.
Silver Surfer.
Sting and the governor of Texas are both friends of Gladiator actor Russell Crowe, so that's why they'll both be there when Russell Crowe gets married next Monday to his longtime girlfriend Danielle Spencer in his native Australia. His publicist says it'll otherwise be a low-key three-day affair with about 80 friends and family and very few celebrities.
What I find interesting is that Russell Crowe allegedly has given up drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yet he's going to have a wedding party that lasts 3 days.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have two.
It'll be low.
And I think you can probably take the take both of those commitments as what they are. I've quit too. I'm going to be going out this evening, and I will be drinking soft drinks.
Very good.
Really?
Not.
Oh no.
Low key wedding, but not cheap. The bridal gown is by Armani. The rings by Cartier. The 3 days will reportedly be filled by the ceremony, some love poems read by Crowe, and a cricket match. You know, pretty much like your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after Russell Crowe gets married, his rock band, 30 Odd Foot of Grunts, is coming out.
There's the cricket match.
With cricket match.
There they go. And they're off.
Anyway, go ahead, his band is coming out with their sixth album. The CD is chock full of love ballads. MSNBC reports that most of the songs are about women other than the one he's marrying.
Here's Russell Crowe now. Say, baby, hey. Girl, say, yeah. Girl, say.
That's not the album.
Comes out the day after the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The title track, Other Ways of Speaking, is reportedly about his unrequited love for Jodie Foster.
Whoa. Oh, just like Hinckley.
Yeah. Crowe has called himself the king of unrequited love. Never Be Lonely Again, which he recorded with Chrissy Hynde, is reportedly about Meg Ryan. Quoting a source, maybe he should have named the album To All the Girls I've Loved Before.
We got a break, Buzz. We'll come back with a full segment of the news and comments right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Take a hand. Have a word with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Tomorrow on the show, Jim Skim. All right. Plus, we have Lana Palooza tickets, and we got to give those away tomorrow.
Wow.
Plus, a nice segment with Satan tomorrow.
All right.
The show ends on Friday. We'll be live from New Orleans for the Final Four.
Yeah!
We'll be live from New Orleans on Monday, too. We're just having a mini meeting with Charlie. We have absolutely no idea who our guests will be.
But we'll sure have a good time because it's always fun when we go on the road.
Yeah. Or even if we'll have guests.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Nancy's going to be there.
Right.
Beyond that.
Sure.
I mean, probably, you know, the one-eyed monster will be there.
Yeah.
We'll have to have Dick Vitale on.
And do you want to have a little cheery reunion? Because you know he'll be down there probably.
Oh.
Rudy?
Yeah.
I bet he won't come on the show.
Really?
Yeah. Bet he won't.
Probably can't.
Didn't you ask him recently, Robbie?
Yeah, he wouldn't even come in with his voice disguised.
We told him we put his voice like on that thing, like the FBI, the wise guy used, where it goes,
I met him right at
So he won't do that?
No.
No, and remember,
I think you all agree with me when you say what will we do?
Remember when we saw him at the football game and he had the shakes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure the time away from this show has been well spent.
Oh, oh God. Anyway, Rudy Martsky, we hardly knew you.
Yeah. I miss him. I love him and I wish him well, but I don't know.
Yeah. But we're live from New Orleans on a Friday and Monday, and that means we get a whole weekend away from the family. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Well, I just had a lot of family time on vacation.
Right.
And I'm getting my toe fixed tomorrow, so...
You'll be dancing through the Bourbon Street.
Amen.
Yeah. The Rolling Stones say they'll make up their concert tour of Asia after the virus clears up.
Oh, hello, Mick.
Well, this is not just your average cold.
For the second time in a week, the Stones have canceled concerts in the East because of a deadly and highly contagious virus plaguing the continent of China. The Stones have now scrapped shows in Shanghai and Beijing. They were able to make an appearance in Singapore before they started canceling dates. The aging rockers who can ill afford to get sick say they're disappointed and will reschedule the shows. As soon as possible.
In the meantime,
hey, this is Sweet. Yeah, Rich is to Don and Mike.
Okay.
The Stones are now in India, preparing for a few shows there. They're in India now.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have any Indian sound effects. Sorry,
Mike is there.
Well, we're ready to do any very good cow.
You might not want your daughter to date the son of Rolling Stone Keith Richards. Especially if you know Keith as well as Mick Jagger does. Jagger's daughter is now dating Keith Richards' son.
She's a whore. Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Rich is to Don and Mike.
Watch you. Let me smell your fingers. smell. Daddy wants to smell your fingers.
Surprisingly, a London newspaper says Mick finds the whole thing hilarious, especially since James Richards is described as a chip off the old block.
That's right, I'm a chip off the old block. It sounds just like me, Paul.
Oh, yeah!
That's right, Mick. Smell me fingers.
Elsewhere on the concert circuit...
Put it in.
Paul McCartney.
BM!
Put it in.
Paul McCartney's been asked to turn it down. Officials in Rome have told him to cut the volume of his concert in half so as not to disturb the aging Pope. A McCartney spokesman's quoted as saying, "We have been warned," but he's also quoted as saying, "You can't play back in the USSR at half volume." So we'll see what happens.
I got an idea.
What?
You know, they got those giant amps.
Yeah.
Right. You screw off Paul McCartney's wife's leg.
Okay.
Yeah. And you just kind of. Plug, you know, like remember that Eddie Murphy movie with the banana and the tailpipe?
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm.
What you do is you go to the big part of the amp,
right?
Where the woofer, where the
right,
the
and you stick the leg in there.
Just you screw off her leg.
That won't work.
And you stick it in there, and it's kind of a muffler.
You'd have to have a bunch of legs. They got more than one amp.
Well, and I'm sure she travels with more than one leg.
Yeah. If she had like 10, maybe they'd be able to do it.
Suitcase full of them.
People are falling asleep. Meanwhile, at the Celine Dion shows in Las Vegas. Most of them have already polished off a big meal by showtime, and the room is kept warm and humid to protect the Canadian singer's voice.
All right, bonjour.
Actor Morgan Freeman says he feels...
Oh, you give us... We just love any chance to play this, Buzz.
Some Celine Dion?
Where's the Dennis tape?
What?
Dennis snoring? Don't we have that anywhere? God damn it, I hate this praying mantis of a woman. I truly do. There you go.
Vegas.
This is a real tape of Dennis Murphy snoring.
It's the greatest snoring tape I've ever heard.
It's not a gag.
No. Real snoring. So he was doing that in someone's house.
In a beach house.
Right.
Point. It's got just 2 more seconds. Anyway, it's real. That's what makes it.
Actor Morgan.
Goddamn praying mantis.
Actor Morgan Freeman says he feels like high cotton.
I feel fine.
Those are his words. His way of saying he's very pleased about getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
It's a good time. I'm very proud. I'm very proud, and I'm really, really happy.
I'm happy and proud and fine. Quoting him, this is not something you expect in life. This is a gift. This is serendipity.
Did
you have to stand in line?
I stood in a long line, but when you're getting your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you feel fine as wine.
You know, that's probably the corner of Sunset
and Vine. Thank you very much.
Morgan says if you wait around for it, you may die waiting. He got the star, number 2,220.
I bought a new table. It's made of pine.
And he got a star, number 2220, or the last Tuesday on Hollywood Boulevard. The three-time Oscar nominee.
There was a wonderful crowd, a very long line.
What's that river? That famous river?
Germany.
The Nile?
No, the one in Germany.
The Rhine. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I got the wrong one. I'm sorry. Well, now we're not having a good time.
The three-time Oscar nominee seemed surprised. But
he won't hear anything from me any longer because I will be quiet. I will turn into a mime.
Morgan Freeman seemed surprised when he was told he'd appeared in 47 movies so far.
That is a long, long, long time.
His latest movie is Dreamcatcher, which opened about 12 days ago.
Yes, you know go see it.
You know what happens down at Nickelodeon Studios, down at Universal Studios?
What is that?
You go in the Nickelodeon thing, you're covered with little kids?
Green?
Slime. That's it. You're talking about Double Dare.
And when you when you play a detective, you are fighting
crime. I'm trying to follow you. I'm having a difficult time.
Slime, crime, time.
Slime, crime, time. Hollywood and Vine. Just fine, like a good wine. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time.
All right. Some have said your news can be a crime. Against humanity.
Or against nature, perhaps.
Nature, of course.
One of our current favorite hotties is back on the market. Jennifer Garner of TV's Alias.
Yeah. I would stand in line to do her.
She's also from the movie Daredevil. Mm-hmm. Has split
with this little girl had knocker.
She's split with her husband of a little over 2 years, Scott Foley.
Ooh.
He was a WB hunk on the show Felicity. She's 31, he's 30.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yes, there is.
Hello!
The Fox News Channel is still America's first...
Hey, Jennifer, come on over to the fat side!
Fox
News... Come on, you fat!
Fox News is still America's first choice for cable news by a margin thinner than Peter Arnett's hair.
You can look at me every morning and say, good morning, fat ass!
The ratings are up, of course, for all the cable news outlets, and lately Fox has been the leader. But the audience for CNN grew by 75%, and it's close enough to taste being number one again. Only about 600,000 people watch MSNBC compared to the millions who watch Fox and CNN.
Hey, Jennifer, fondle my gut!
Among the antenna networks, Brokaw leads with Peter Jennings close behind, Dan Rather still in third place. And finally, just outside St. Louis, a man has been arrested for putting obscene pictures of himself on the windshields of young women. The printout also included his email address, quoting a cop... quoting a cop, I guess it was for them to contact him. And in Palm Springs, animal rights activists tried to appeal to the Spanish-speaking population, but they haven't yet mastered the language. Echa la lecha doesn't mean dump dairy. It means discharge sperm.
Collect.
Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Something tells me you already knew that.
Yeah, actually I did.
I don't know how to say discharge sperm.
You just say it's a good time.
In any language.
See you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Linus.
Man, let's do it. I'm going to go.
BM Peters.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.